Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Best in show. Best in show.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit nervous at the scary fella at the other side of the table right now. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk. It's the thing you do with your ears, and it's the place to be. It's All Hallows Eve Eve. So be afraid. Be very afraid. Want to be a part of this? You can. 877-744-6405. Bang, bang, chill, you know? Good evening, everyone. Welcome to BestInShow.com. My name is Chris. I'm going to be one of the jerks that's hanging out with you tonight. As I look across the table, I see the most sultry boy I've ever known in my life. His name is Kevin. Oh, I mean Keith. Sorry, Keith.
And I just want to go on record before I forget and tell our friends, Ryan and John, respectively known as P-Roll and Spickle, that last night, as the Phillies game began, I intentionally, and our buddy Ed can vouch for me, I intentionally went, I can't even look at him. I intentionally went on Pal Talk.
Who, Brian?
Yes. I intentionally went on Pal Talk to be gracious as a Met fan and share in their joy as the Phillies won the World Series and they were MIA. Yeah, I did post a congratulations for them.
Do you think that, though, when a guy is hanging out and he's enjoying his sports team winning, his first thing to do is to get on Pal Talk and post on his MySpace?
Yes.
Like, you don't think he was out in the streets setting something on fire like a good fan from Philadelphia does? Oh, that's what my buddy Kevin, he hangs out.
I wanted them to be on so I could send, you know, Pal Talk instant messages, at least, and say, hey, buddy.
You know,
good going.
Nice job.
Now it's Thursday, and I hate the Phillies.
He was busy burning down the Church of Broken Pieces in South Philly. So
but I'll extend my congratulations again.
Okay, congratulations to those fellas.
Now I hate you.
I look over to my left, to your right, and I see a little guy. You know what his name is? It's Fred.
Hey.
Thanks, Fred.
What's going on?
Thanks for being so verbose. Appreciate it. Thanks for joining the show. Thanks for being here, doing what you can.
Chris, nice stash.
We'll get there. We'll get there, buddy. It's not a race. It's not a sprint. This is a marathon.
It's a race.
It's the first
3 hours. Well, actually, I guess marathon is a race too, isn't it?
There's only one race, the human race.
That's true. Racism. That's what I like to say. I don't know what that means exactly. I look over there and look who it is. It's Elvis Costello. I mean Brown.
Hey, Rob's got to ax you something, Chris.
Punny! It's punny! That's what we're trying to
ax.
Yeah, that's right. Our executive producer is a lunatic, and he has nails in his face for some reason. And it really creeps me out every time I look over at him because I feel like it's not a costume. I feel like he's actually wearing makeup. I don't realize that it's rubber on him. But, I mean, that's actually him. It's our executive producer. It's Pinhead. I guess he's not going to try and talk on mic.
These nails are making me crazy.
What do Pinhead and Run DMC have in common?
My Adidas.
I'll let you think about that one for a while.
You know, looking at that costume, I'm reminded that today is the night before Halloween, which makes it Mischief Night, right?
We had this discussion a couple weeks ago.
This is the actual night.
We had this discussion a couple weeks ago. To different people in different places, Mischief Night means different things.
What is it in Staten Island? That's what I'm concerned about. Because I'm going to be standing out at midnight at a bus stop in suburbia.
Well, actually, we were going to drop you off.
It means Maroon.
We were going to drop you off by the Killer Hill Projects just to catch the bus there and see what happens.
That's where my bus stop is, actually.
What it comes down to is I don't know that there really was a Mischief Night on Staten. I know that being someone who was from Brooklyn, where I lived in Brooklyn, Mischief Night was
every night.
It was actually how yes,
living in New York City
was no. It was just Christmas. I mean, Halloween, regular Halloween, like on the 31st. Kids were out with eggs and knives and guns and bullets and doing.
I'll also be, since I live in Brooklyn, I'll also be waiting for public transportation
in
Brooklyn.
I can't believe this lunatic is walking around with this thing on.
Is it weird for a grown man to be in a costume?
Well, it's really ironic that you say this to me, and I understand.
It's not ironic. Look at this.
No, it's ironic in the sense that. Like, not irony. I pointed this out earlier.
Totally expected.
Halloween is a wonderful time of the year, and it's terrific, and I think it's nice for people that enjoy that sort of stuff with their mischiefs. Stop yanking his chain. Bro, stop yanking his chain. Come
oh, you
on.
Gotta at least tell the he's standing, Pinhead is standing there taunting Freddy with an axe and a roller
chain. I think
it's
all on cam, my friend.
Yeah, but some people might be listening to this.
Well, that's their fault. That's their fault for not actually being here for BestInShowRadio.com.
They asked for it.
It's really, it's ridiculous. I've said it before, if you want to be a part of it, you can, 877-744-6405. If you want to get us on the Instant Messenger, I'm on as Best in Show Chris. You're on as Best in Show Keith. He's on as Best in Show Brian. And
I'm never on.
And
Best
Fred
in Show Fred is soon to be made.
I was going to say, he's sending his smoke signal still with no computer. You bring it up, ma'am. And on my notes as what I want to talk about for tonight's show.
Grown-ass man wearing costume.
Halloween, the main thing that I see in it. Why is it acceptable for adults to dress up? And I understand that Rob Giggs, our buddy, our executive producer, our friend, like has like a thing that he does. Like he has like a whole Halloween tradition and his family is like known for doing this weird Halloween thing. I mean, not weird, but creepy.
Yeah, creepy. Halloween
thing on Staten Island. So that it's like a it's known.
By creepy, you mean like over the top? Like the guy that...
No, like it's like they people go to the scary Halloween house on Staten Island, and that's your producer that does that. That
creepy
does that
like children enter his house and don't return. You know what I mean? That kind of creepy.
So what do you think? Is it creepy, Chris,
they
for
return
a grown
changed.
Man to
just
to
changed.
Wear a costume?
See, I'm torn.
He
I'm makes, torn on the
makes
subject.
Men out of boys.
I personally don't choose to dress up. Contrary to what you may think, I choose not to dress up. Well, not for Halloween anyway. I don't really see a point necessarily in that. But I don't hate on people that do. I think it's fine if that's the thing you want to go with. What do you got, buddy?
You know, I Halloween is like I love Halloween, but the dressing up part is my least favorite part of it. I just love all the other stuff about it. I just love the childish, I love all that kind of. Yeah, that's a good way to sum it up. But I don't like the. I'm not a big fan of the dressing up part. I don't.
Because you're a horror
so
movie dude. You're a horror like you like all that.
Like Halloween music, exactly. Clearly, all that kind of stupid stuff.
Do you
I love.
Have any of that queued up for today?
We'll get there.
Clearly, you.
Sorry,
do
it's not,
not
a race.
Clearly, you don't like dressing up. You were the only one who did not dress up for last year's Halloween
that was,
festivities that you forced upon us. By the way, might I remind you.
He's a good friend. He's a good buddy in the mix.
I'll be wearing a – I won't give divulge too much information. I'll be wearing what I call a costume in air quotes tomorrow as the camera comes off me.
I was
my costume will be strictly up here in my head. I will be in costume, but I will not be wearing any specific type of clothing to –
I as well am also going to be wearing a costume tomorrow for the big Halloween festivities. The costume I'm going to be wearing is Dude Who Hangs Out. Like, that's the costume. I'm going to dress up like that for one special.
I'm going to dress up as 100K.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah. Actually, no, I was at work.
I guess he says go for it.
I was at work today and someone asked me that question about, you know, why aren't you dressing up for Halloween? There's parties that my girlfriend and I have been invited to, and she's all psyched up figuring out, like, what our costume's going to be. And
are you doing the joint costume, the guy-girl?
She totally wants to do it. She said that we were going to do a costume, the only thing that I was able to think up that was mildly appropriate is I was going to be JFK, and she was going to be Jackie O, but my brain was going to be exploded, and it was going to be all over
And all over her dress?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool.
I was thinking of that. But,
yeah, actually, it's still stupid.
I know, it's kind of, like, stupid. I can't dress up. I'm just not that kind of a guy. And a person at work asked me, is like, why aren't you going to dress up for Halloween? And I was like, well, I don't know.
I don't know if you noticed. I'm an adult. I'm actually a grown man.
I guess I can't really think of a good enough costume. And then they're like, well, I mean, what are you? And I was like, I'm a party pooper. He's like, there's your costume. So I'm thinking, like,
so that means you have to walk into work tomorrow and crap all over.
He's got
to
wear a diaper. That's
I could be a party pooper. Yeah, I could spread poop all over me and me.
Let me clarify. I'm not against adults dressing up. I think it's fine. I respect them for it. I just am not a big fan of it.
I'm going to say I'm a huge fan of it. I love when other people dress
up. Right, right, right.
I just personally couldn't care less.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan for myself. I don't like going through the trouble.
I think throughout the years, some of my finer costumes have been a few years back. There was a on Halloween. There was a special lotto that day. Halloween fell on Lotto Day, and the prize was like $17 million. So I dressed as the $17 million man. I made a dress out of lotto tickets. That's my big costume that I've ever.
That was
worn.
A good costume. I was at that party. That was
you were Charlie Brown that year,
and a toaster.
You actually had two costumes that year. That's right. It was a very good year.
I changed. Tomorrow I'm forced to dress up at my job.
Oh,
because all the kids do this Halloween parade around the schoolyard, and all the parents come, and all the staff has to dress up. So my wife wanted to go as a dual costume, like Prince Charming and whatever. Who else goes?
See, but if you're
going to
go as, you can't go gay.
I know, that's what I mean. I was like, I'm not wearing tights. I'm not wearing boots.
Who said Prince Charming is gay? He's charming.
Oh, that's true.
And a prince.
What a prince. You're really a prince. We should bring that back. You should start calling people princes a lot more often.
How about the artist formerly known as Prince Charming?
So I figured my dad was a mailman, a retired mailman. I'm just going to get his mailman outfit.
He's still heterosexual. He's like still a man, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a mailman. Like you have to. Isn't that a little redundant?
He's just not a male.
He's a bro man. Male.
So I'm just going to go as a mailman tomorrow.
I'm going as a mailman. My wife is going as a female chick.
I was thinking about showing up work as Steve. Just like calling myself Steve, and that's my costume. You think I'd pull that off?
Oh boy!
Wow.
Who's Steve?
I don't even understand what he means half the time. It's really no. So I like the idea of a mailman.
Yeah,
no,
it's
a good,
it's a good
costume. It's a good costume.
And the female joke that you did.
Oh man, well that was great. I mean, I mean, if I don't want to speak out of turn, but I mean, I slay.
You think I could wear a... yes.
What are you going as, Keith? You said you had a party tomorrow. What are you going as?
I didn't say I had a party tomorrow.
Really. He just said he was getting dressed.
I said my costume in general tomorrow. I was going to just speak.
Like, not even getting dressed. He has a costume, that's all. He's going to a costume change any minute now.
I don't want to give it up because I kind of agreed that it was going to be, like, people need to guess what my costume is tomorrow. And if they can't, then they're probably not worthy. So I don't really want to divulge that information. And I've used the word divulge twice now, so you know I'm a serious guy.
What was your last costume that you dressed up as, Keith?
I went as a zombie to a
party?
Party, yes. I think it was called that, actually.
A shindig, if you will?
I went as a zombie to a party.
How gross did it get? You had blood all over the place? Or
the gross thing is that I grew my hair intentionally for like 2 weeks for it. And so I had the bald top and then I dyed it gray, so I was just total old man.
But you dyed it gray?
Well, I sprayed it. Gray.
Okay. I didn't know. That would be dedication. I like that. I wish do they sell gray hair dye?
Oh yeah, they do. For people whose hair starts going black.
I told you that's what
I've been thinking about doing.
Remember that when our buddy Bricks was in, we talked about that Brian was looking to dye his hair gray. I like the idea.
Yeah, I actually went as zombie. Not a zombie, I went as zombie.
Our listener.
Hi, guys, zombie.
I just called the radio station and said, hey.
Bro, what about you? What was the last thing you went as?
I was James Joyce exactly 1 year ago.
Oh, that's right.
What about before that, though?
I can't remember. I can't remember dressing up as really anything.
What was your best costume ever?
Probably James Joyce.
By the way, since we're talking, we talked a second ago about dyeing hair gray. Fred's brother, more important, also known as Chaz the Dazzler, whose birthday is tomorrow, by the way, happy Halloween to you, is pointing out that he doesn't wish that Fred would dye his hair gray. He just wishes Fred would die. Just a little nice message.
You know,
brotherly love, sibling love.
You know, during that story, it occurred to me that I lied. Actually, I had some kick-ass Ace Frehley costumes when I was a kid.
Okay, there you go. So that was your best costume thing?
It wasn't even Halloween. It was just like I was part of like the KISS army.
Did you have the mask?
No, we had makeup. We painted the makeup on our face.
Oh, I had that too.
I had the boots wrapped in aluminum foil, and I was like lead tennis racket, and we'd go up to like the attic, and we all be like we're KISS army.
I had the KISS makeup set too. Wow.
No, I guess.
And the L'Oreal makeup kit.
That's the thing. Lots of it was like my mom's
just whatever makeup was in the house. No, there was
an
actual KISS makeup kit, though.
See, I couldn't. I was in a ghetto. We couldn't afford the fancy stuff.
So was I, bro. So was I.
High five.
No.
Let me guess. What are you going as, Chris, with that mustache? Are you going as Freddie Mercury today?
Well, first of all, before I say anything else, I also want to point out that not only is tomorrow Halloween, tomorrow is also P-Rolloween. So it's a special week for him. His team actually wins the World Series, and it's his birthday. I think he's going to be 16 years old tomorrow. It's going to be a really great day for him. I'm proud.
Isn't that Prolloween?
I guess it would be. Prolloween?
What was your best costume, Chris?
My best costume ever would be in like the fourth or fifth grade. I went to someplace.
School?
No, I'm trying to remember. No, I went to. I'm trying to think. It was like some sort of like dance studio type place with my mom, and I bought a nice red leotard for myself. And I got dressed up in a nice red leotard, and I made my own personal homemade. But my mom made it for me. Greatest American Hero costume.
Ah,
it was huge. It was huge. A very important thing for me. Yeah, I mean, the song is great. The song's great. I think Rob just quit the show. He's going to have a cigarette.
He's just moving at this point.
Great.
Fred, what was your best costume?
Steve.
No, my style.
I one year, the most memorable to me was I went as Minnie Mouse one year, but I was like a 17, 18 year old kid, and I bought it from a little kid's like Halloween costume.
So like the little vinyl thing with the plastic mask and the
rubber. No, it was a real dress that I like squeezed myself into, and it had like half the face on, so you could see my real face, but it had ears and like a forehead.
Why would you go through the trouble to get an awful kid's costume, but have it be something that you actually had to spend a decent amount of money for?
I mean, decent amount of money was maybe $20 when I could have went for $5 or $10, but it was funny. It was a funny costume. That was the most memorable anyway.
I was a big fan of the toaster. You know, I think I actually have pictures of you as the toaster. Maybe I'll say that I'm going to post them on the air and forget this conversation ever happened.
Chris, was that the same year where our three white friends went as the What's Happening gang, Bourgeoisie and his girl?
No. That year, Bourgeoisie went as Flint, and his girlfriend at the time went as Lady J from G.I. Joe.
So you're totally different. That's a totally different comment. That's what that is. That's not racist.
I never had any really – I don't think I ever had any good costumes. I did go – I went to my sixth grade grammar school parade. We used to have a Halloween parade around the block, and I went to that as Adam Ant. I think that was probably my best.
That's pretty aggressive. That's a pretty aggressive great kid costume because that's not kid-ish at all.
It went over well. I'm sure a lot of people knew who it was.
Wait, Adam Ant had a costume? Like he had a specific thing that he always wore?
No, I had spiked up hair, and I dressed like Adam Ant at his current phase and makeup and stuff.
Your mom dressed you? Your mom helped you? You did it yourself?
Yeah, no, she did it.
Wasn't Adam Ant always shirtless?
Yeah.
I didn't go shirtless.
Honestly, I really want to hang out with your mom all the time. That's honestly the greatest thing in the world, that she dressed her son up as Adam Ant. She definitely is. I don't know. I was, like I said, I got the Greatest American Hero costume, you know, the whatever $17 million man. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
$17 million man?
Yeah, remember I told you, with the lotto.
Oh, yeah, okay,
you
know,
well, $17 million, $16 million, whatever it was, something like that. I'm trying to think if there's anything else of note in my history. But I don't really think so. Like I said, I'm not a big dress-up guy. Mm-hmm. I like when other people dress up. I appreciate it. I guess I'm best in show this year. I dressed as a priest. Can't even believe I forgot. Ooh. I would have wore that tonight if I remembered. That's about it. Brian, I will say honestly, I'm a big fan of I was thinking about my mustache that I've been growing, which we'll get to in a few, this morning. I was thinking about how Brian must have lived last year when he came dressed as James Joyce walking around with what obviously needs to be known as the Hitler mustache for a week growing it before time.
Well, it wasn't – the week before it wasn't so bad because it was just a regular mustache. It was shaving it the morning before it and getting on public transportation with the Hitler mustache.
Wait,
that
you,
was a little bit of –
you just came to the show, though. You didn't go to, like, work like that, did you?
No, no, no. It was a Sunday morning. I woke up and I shaved it down to my Hitler mustache and I hopped on a subway in Brooklyn and took it to a bus and took that to Staten Island.
Brian, did you did you see like any skinheads on public transportation that were more nicer to you than normal?
With no, I tried to, as much as I possibly could, I tried to like hide my face with my hands and stuff. And I even had a fedora, you know, to kind of, it was really bad. It's a good thing I was drunk. So I didn't have to like deal with it on the way home.
For those of you that want to relive that magic, just go over to bestinshowradio.com. Click on recorded audio. You can go to last year's Halloween show. It'll be festive. You'll cry. You'll laugh. It'll be the most beautiful thing you've ever heard in your entire life.
I took the bus home with Brian that day. I took it like at least part of the way because it was in the same direction. Yeah,
and you just kept Brian's yelling "murderer, murderer!" pointing at him. While he was
Chris,
on the bus.
Picture Keith, guy looks like a skinhead, and Brian with the Hitler mustache. It looked like there was a rally going on Staten Island.
And I'm sitting there, and Brian just keeps saying over and over, "I can't believe I'm wearing this costume all the way back to Brooklyn."
At least I took the eye patch off, right?
You know, I do actually have razors at my house. You could have actually shaved if you wanted to. No, like brand new ones.
I considered bringing a razor with me so I could shave at your place.
Hold on a second. You would not use another man's razor shaft with a brand
with
new
a
blade
brand
on
new
it?
One. I suppose to get rid of my Hitler mustache, I would, yeah.
Not just like on like just regular?
No, I definitely would not. That's kind of – have you ever popped out one of those heads and seen the filth that collects underneath one of those heads?
No, I actually clean mine. I clean mine after I use it, so it's not a filthy, disgusting thing.
Ugh, well, I mean, I clean mine while I'm shaving, and it's still got all filth and mess and junk in it.
Keith, so I'm asking disgusting. You off the top of, right off the top of your head. Would you use another man's razor if you had a new blade in it, just using the shaft?
I've used your razor with the old blade in it.
Okay.
That's your
just
face.
I'm just saying.
Oh, by the way,
and I shaved my legs with it.
By the way, that's a surprise to me. It's my new. I just learned something new tonight.
By the way,
happy Halloween, Fred. What about you?
I would use it, but I'm the type of person that would throw it away without you knowing. For some reason, I would throw it away or take it with me.
So you don't care about you.
Wait,
you care
what?
About him.
The tip. Like,
why
I
would you take
it
with you?
I don't know. I have something weird about.
You don't want
like,
your AIDS to
like
get on
DNA,
somebody. Or...
DNA. God forbid something happens in that house, and they go to the razor blade, and they're like, "What is this?" Like,
the fact that you were in the house, your DNA is
go
not
to
there.
The razor blade.
Because you were in there in a scuba suit, you just came in and shaved and left.
Well, you were horrible murder in the dining room, and there's a corpse, and we gotta go to the razor blade.
Let's go. And somehow I get blamed for it.
What about you? What about you, Bobby G? Would you use another man's razor if it was on a clean look, another man's shaft? With a different man's tip on it, with a fresh tip on a on
oh,
a,
yeah,
another man's shaft. Wouldn't think twice about
no,
it.
No.
Would you use another man's shaft with another man's tip on it?
Probably not. No.
Yeah, I don't know if I would depend on who the man was, I think.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you, Chris. Knowing that we used it one time, would you then use it after our one-time use?
Who's the we?
Any guy in this room.
Every one of you?
Who wouldn't you use it, I guess?
Yeah, I got no problem. I would shave after any one of you guys. I have no problem with any of you.
Deodorant?
Yeah, I won't use roll-on deodorant after anyone.
Or stick, anything like that.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't use roll-on deodorant because I'm actually heterosexual. But I wouldn't use a stick deodorant after another man had it.
See, you used... forbid we wouldn't use yours.
Oh no, I mean I wasn't offering. Just so you know, I mean, I'm not
you ever going to someone else's shower, like you're using their shower, and you see the soap that they have there, the public soap that you're supposed to use for your body, and like hair is on it.
Yeah, that would
like
make it the pubic soap. Pubic soap that's actually there.
But Chris, I think the blade is worse than the underarm
the
deodorant.
The pen is mightier than the blade, is what I've heard.
Well, then the underarm deodorant, because there's like might be blood involved. You know what I mean? Like the underarm deodorant, at least it's outside. Like with the blade.
You ready
it's...
for this, man? I have no problem pressing my face up against yours. I have a problem pressing my armpit up against yours. And not just because you have oceans in your armpit, just because the armpit is a disgusting, festering mess of disease and cesspool of crap.
I think reusing somebody's deodorant, that's like saying, hey, man, there's no toilet paper left, but I just use this. So you can use it later.
It might not be that harsh. It might not be that harsh. But you know what it's on par with? Hey, oh, man, I don't have my toothbrush. Just use mine. Would you use someone else's toothbrush? Hold on, Fred. Let me get the camera on you so you could look in the camera with all earnest and say, seriously, will you use another man's toothbrush? Man.
No. Not even another woman.
Yeah.
I have trouble even using my wife's toothbrush.
Yeah.
You have trouble, but you've done it.
Yes. But I've done
so
it.
So how does trouble work?
I also stick my tongue in her butt, but you know what I mean?
I was just like, where have you been?
Not anymore.
Where have you been that she had her toothbrush, but you didn't have yours, you filthy monster?
Sometimes I go away, forget it. Do you know what I mean? On a road trip
she
or something.
She doesn't pack your bags for you. No, she leaves you alone.
No, yeah.
you brought like a paper bag with you that had one pair of dirty underwear in it. Exactly. That's it.
All right, Chris, what would you rather do? Press armpit to armpit with me or scissor me? No bear.
I'd scissor you.
Oh, scissor like front on front man love?
Oh, wait, without underwear? Without pants?
Without underwear, scissoring.
Oh, Jesus.
Or go armpit to armpit with me. No, no, sure enough.
I'd go the armpits, I think.
You'd probably have to go armpit because the whole taint
good God.
Area is bad news. I would... I'm going to regret saying this on an audio broadcast. I would rub my genitals against yours before I would rub my armpits against yours, though. Just junk to junk.
Rob, isolate that, Rob.
Bros.
I was just thinking previously.
Why? you're just saying that.
I could almost see that.
I don't think a man's wang.
I can't not see.
What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
Hanging? I don't think most men's genitals are as disturbing to me. Like my friends, bros, come here, guys, hang out. Let's see what
yeah,
you
the
got.
The underarm is like this, just this like stink pot.
Especially Fred. Especially Fred.
I don't have anything under here. Look at this.
My penis is much worse than my underarms, and I have a very pretty penis.
Ugh. Oh my God, it's really being recommended by C-Rock that we go armpit to armpit and create a pit scissor.
Oh.
Awful. Awful.
We're just making that farting noise.
yeah, I can't. Like I said, it's the
little hairs.
It's the
kind
balls.
Of with
the balls area rubbing against each other that would bother me about the scissor. I would scissor you in underwear.
Okay. Before you go armpit.
No, I mean, I just would. Just for fun.
The balls bother you, but the wang doesn't?
Nah.
What would you do first?
I think that balls smell. And I don't think that wangs do.
Gun to your head. Are you sticking your...
Kiss me.
Are you sticking your nose in Fred's armpits or on his ball sack?
Wow! Armpit. Armpit. Ball sack is bad, man. I think that the balls may be the smelliest, worst
Okay, but
bag.
By your argument earlier, you'd rub your nose on his penis first before you put it in his armpit.
Don't tease me like that, Chris, please.
See, when my face is getting into it, it makes it a little bit gay, but I probably would. I'm gnarled out. I'm pretty gnarled out by a sweaty armpit.
But not by a sweaty penis. That doesn't bother you at all.
By the way, Barbara, a girl is pointing out in the palto group, it's so hot to hear my dick stinks. Like, obviously. Hey, what's up?
You left that out.
I love that people are asking each other, how long are you guys going to be talking about this? Like, everyone's so annoyed.
They have to
like,
tune out. Yeah, next topic.
I got to look at some porno or something, straighten this whole thing out. Awesome. I'm just saying. So Halloween's a great time of year, guys. So dress up with your bros, scissor them, do what you got to do. Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of getting dressed up myself. I think it's great when other people dress up. I specifically like it when girls dress up disgustingly hot like whores because they think it's fantastic.
Oh, guys, you don't know the half of it.
Please talk
to me slowly.
No, you know, as Chris was saying, I do a volunteer thing every year, and we raise money, and we have this Halloween house at my uncle and aunt's house.
Do you know? I didn't know that there was money associated with it. I really thought you were just the neighborhood lunatics that just did. I had
no
idea.
We were the neighborhood lunatics, and it turned into a fundraiser.
Why don't you actually talk about specifically what it is before you get into the hot chick aspect of it? Let's talk about what the Halloween house is here in Staten Island. Rob Giggs's crazy lunatic family.
Well, my uncle is part of the North Shore Rescue Volunteer Ambulance crew, as you may. And we raise money. We have a little donation box out there, and, you know, we put on a show, and we scare kids, and we chase them with axes and chainsaws.
Well,
but there's no chain on the chainsaws.
Mischievous.
But we have a good time, and a lot of neighborhood people come out. We get a few hundred people, actually. Tomorrow, the show's from 7 to 9. And anyway... being behind a mask the whole day and all these girls going, chase me, or getting all scared and hot as hell, and you're just staring them down. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I saying that out loud? I'm just staring them down, and it's kind of weird, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's voyeuristic.
Kind of?
It's very voyeuristic.
You think kind of? Just kind of weird? I'll be honest. I mean, the whole thing about that that kind of makes me feel nutty about it is I don't get the gimmick behind adults wanting to scare children. And that kind of like it borders on
sadistic,
like just mean, just really mean to kids. Like I don't get the idea of wanting to scare kids. Like
well,
I think
it's more intimidating. I mean, we really don't scare the kids. The kids either get scared or they
know what they're
get
getting
scared.
Into.
They're exactly. It's
yeah, I know. They drove there. They drove there themselves. Pressing. Not their parents that brought them there and said, "Oh,
there are mean." There are mean parents. I mean, we'll go up to cars.
Wait. So by that logic, if I bring you someone to stab, it's my fault for bringing them to you, not your fault for stabbing them.
Exactly,
that's what you're going with.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, depends on what they're wearing. Do you see how some of those kids are dressed? They were asking
There'll
for
be cars
it.
That drive up. They'll roll down the windows. The kids will be petrified in the back seat. We'll go up to the car. We'll open up the doors. We'll open up the hatchbacks. And the kids – and first the parents are like pointing to like the one they want you to get. And then they're actually – you know, they're terrified. And then – all of a sudden, this one lady's like, okay, bad mommy. All right, well, let's go. Bad mommy.
by the way, I just want to point out, as it's being asked in the room, I can't believe Rob Giggs does this haunted house thing, and DJ New Style, our friend, our confidant, says, yeah, every Thursday night in his basement. It's a real great thing, 8 to 11. But it weirds me out, the whole scaring of the kids thing. But it's a cool thing. It's obviously you're doing it for a good cause, and you guys, you know, creepily get off on it. Hey, go for it.
Yeah. Actually, you can go to thehalloweenhouse.com. There's all pictures from previous
Ooh.
Years. Pinhead. I'm Pinhead. I also am the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and a few other characters. But
wouldn't that be Leatherface?
Yeah, Leatherface.
No, he's the entire state of Texas.
So Giggs, are there like older chicks going there too? Like, you know,
70,
like,
80,
hot, like 20
people,
you know,
going into cardiac arrest.
It's not only.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just like 15-year-old girls.
We've been doing this for like 10 years. This 25-year-old came up to me and was like, I've been here since a little girl. I was here when I was 15. I'm like, little girl, 15? But she's like, yeah, it's really wild. It's been 10 years. So,
dude, the more you're telling the story, the creeped out, the more creepy it's getting.
Well, that's what I'm going for. That's what I'm going for.
I saw her when she was 9 when she came the first time.
I scared her.
She was a Powerpuff Girl.
That was last year. Now she's all grown up.
Now she's a sexy nurse. I can still make her pee.
Oh, wait, I didn't know we were talking a sexy story. Wait, hold on a second.
Wait, who peed?
Me, again. I don't know. Halloween, get dressed up, enjoy it. Brian brought up the whole Mischief Night thing. Did you ever do, like, I hesitate to bring it up to anyone. You know, I'm going to take the camera off Fred, and I'm not going to talk about him, because Fred is known for his egging antics all throughout time. But you did the
you threw eggs at antics?
Yes.
All the time.
But you did the egging shaving cream thing?
No, it's stupid. I like Halloween. I don't like fake Halloween. I don't like pseudo Halloween. I don't like pseudo gangster Halloween. I like the actual
Boring.
Halloween.
I just and Brian actually said it, or he just said it, he's like, we've done this before. I don't even remember. Did we talk
just,
about
you
this?
You know what? Have some balls and do it in June. Don't use Halloween as an excuse. Just if you really need to egg people, just have people wonder what the F is going on in the middle of June when you throw an egg.
Well, I mean, when my house was egged by Fred, I think it was like in the middle of February for no apparent
it was more
reason.
Like a love thing, though.
Which yeah, worked out really well when the eggs froze underneath the handle of my car and on the windows. It was really cool. Was
personally, I say don't do it at all. I say, you know, like if you know, if you're bored, then like cut your throat. But otherwise, you know, if you need to do some sort of a mischief night thing, then you know, then you know, why wait for Halloween? Just go do it.
I agree. I'm with you. I'm not gonna fight you.
You guys never egged anybody on Halloween, Keith. You never egged anyone on Halloween.
No, the first
really?
17 years of my life, I would have been beat to death or shot, and then the rest of them, I didn't care. I didn't want to throw eggs at people because I didn't want to get eggs thrown at me.
I was never an egger. I was a shaving cream fighter, but with my friends specifically.
Okay.
Just specifically with my friends. Like, I wouldn't go out. Like, I definitely never bombed someone's house, as you have to everyone you've ever met, including your own family. Have we ever talked about that on the air?
Yeah, I did actually egg my own house so everyone would know that. Oh, my house got egged too, so, you know, they
couldn't have
clean.
Been him.
It couldn't have been me. You know, my house was egged as well, and I was cleaning it off my windows. My mom was like, Fred, what the F are you doing?
Fred, why are you smearing that egg with one hand and cleaning it with the other?
I was trying to make your father an omelet, you a-hole.
It's an illusion.
I have no problem with the kids that, like, you know, roam in packs of 20 and spray each other with shaving cream and hit each other with eggs. That's fine if you
the
want to.
The kids are
all
right, I've heard.
Yes.
I love to do the ink egg. You guys know what the ink egg is?
Yeah, you told us about that. Ugh.
Oh, that's the best.
That's evil.
You get a little pin. You drip all the yolk out of the egg, and then you blow. You take the pen and you blow ink.
Blow your friend, and then you go back to doing something with eggs afterwards.
You blow the ink into the egg, and then you tape it up, and then you throw it. And when it hits, all just ink just splatters.
How much ink does it take to fill up an egg? Like, you got to spend some decent money on ink.
You're not filling up the entire. You take one pen full of ink and blow it into the actual egg, and that's it. You don't need to fill up the entire egg with ink.
Okay.
You just do a pen.
You know, I learn something new every day. I'm going to take that bit of knowledge, and I'm going to forget I ever heard it. It's going
to
be great.
Oh, you know what we used to do? We used to stab people in the stomach.
Mischief.
It was fun. It was mischief.
You guys never threw snowballs either? You guys never any mischief?
Not at random at buses. I used to throw them at buses.
Oh no, you got to throw them at cars. You got to throw them at cars and generally put a rock inside the snow when you did it.
Probably when I was young, I used to throw them at cars, but you know.
I don't know if I ever told this story on the air before. I feel like I have, but a friend of mine often tells a story about how he put a shopping bag out. He took like a cinder block, put it inside of a shopping bag, and then put the shopping bag out in the middle of a highway, and then went up on the bridge and watched the car like run into the cinder block, like in the middle of the highway doing 50 miles an hour.
I've never heard that story before. That's awful.
Yeah, it like ripped apart some axle. It did some like major damage.
It's a funny joke.
There were some kids that got sentenced to like 15 years in jail because they threw a frozen turkey off an overpass.
And smashed. No, it was out of a car, dude. They threw it out of a moving car and hit a woman in the face.
Sure, it wasn't an overpass?
100%. They threw it out of a moving car. It's like 2 years ago.
Are you sure it wasn't a turducken?
Yeah, well, oh, God, a turducken would be the biggest waste of anything. But, through a frozen...
It would have crushed the whole city would have sunk at that point.
Yeah,
man. Chris, was it near Thanksgiving and they were just trying to give a turkey to the car, like, driving by next to them?
Yes, and I think that's what the kids said, like, they were joking about in the car when they did it.
But really? That was their excuse?
They said it, but, I mean, they were doing it like a-holes in the car, making fun, like, and doing, like, oh, we'll give it a turkey, we're being good people. And it smashed the windshield, and, like, the woman got brain damage from it, and, like, after a bed.
If someone can check it for us, I swear, I think it was an overpass. I'm almost 100% positive it was an overpass.
Our buddy Hooligan Jim is pointing out that he thinks it was an overpass, too. I'm telling you, I swore that I read it was out of a car.
That was you that threw it out of a car.
Whoops.
During a good snow day, I would, me and my friends would roll. You know how you make a snowman, you get a little snowball, and then you roll it into the snow until it becomes as huge as you want it to be?
A rock in the middle of it.
Well, no, we would roll them up into about 4-foot balls, and we would get like 8 of them and block major intersections on Staten Island. Like Clove Road and Victory Boulevard would have like 12 huge balls of snow, and there was just like nothing people could do about it, like until someone got a little ballsy and just rammed through the damn thing.
By the way, I just want to point out that Barbara Girl is pointing out that she agrees it was out of a car, and I think she's an expert on the matter, so I'm sticking with her. You guys don't know what the hell you're talking about, but yes, I've never
I still say it was a turkey.
I was gonna say I don't think I ever went with the whole mischief thing like that of really trying to F with people. I mean, granted, I might have driven around town sometimes, sprayed some people in the face with piss out of a water gun.
Even Halloween. Just because it's like Tuesday.
No, it was the night of the Piss Boys. It was a special night. But that's another story for another day. We'll go through the 140-plus episodes that we've done here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, and find where I tell that story the last time. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, as I just said, here on Heroes Talk, the thing you do with your ears, the place to be. Want to be a part of this? You can. 877-744-6405. What's wrong, buddy?
5 teenagers in Ronkonkoma, New York were arrested for throwing a frozen turkey from a car.
Yeah! Who wins?
F you both.
Me, baby! Me! Sorry, it's us. Me and Barbara got you guys covered. Overpass. Hooligan Jim, what were you thinking, you crazy lunatic? Yeah, so it's exciting stuff. It's Halloween. I'm glad we're all dressed up nice for the days. You were pointing out earlier that you thought that I'm getting ready for a costume with my new mustache.
Yes,
I was. If you guys have not, if you haven't noticed, I'll throw myself up on cam here so you can see what's going on. I've got a real handsome man's mustache. The day before Halloween, just hanging out so people could see what an adult fella looks like.
I got it. Biker guy from the YMCA, from the Village People.
Good guess. Good guess. Keith? Sorry, I couldn't remember your name, Kevin. What's my actual costume? With the mustache? On my face? Under my nose? And above my lip?
Stop.
It's, bro?
I can't remember the actor's name. It's the character. Is it from the movie It's the Rage?
Very, very good guess. Very, very good guess. Brian?
Baby rapist.
Well, that's very, very close to.
Yeah.
That's very close to. DJ Newstyle points out that I'm one half of Team Ramrod, which I think is a great guess.
Wait, you know what? Brian's onto something. You look exactly like. Do you remember the whole thing with the tape of the young child being molested, and then they arrested the dude that did it finally? And he had a mustache just like that.
Great, I'm pleased because obviously
that's a bad Halloween costume.
Because generally what I generally try and do is I try and dress up as a pedophile as much as I possibly can.
Well, what's why do you have mustache to, ride?
Why do you
for jokes? It's just for
why
friends.
Do you have to tie the movie It's the Rage into it too?
I know it's creepy. But Rob, what do you think?
I think you should come out tomorrow and get dressed up in a costume and come hang with me, bro.
He's got a role for you.
Like a team of fellas. Well, just so we know, my mustache has absolutely nothing to do with Halloween. My mustache has to do with I'm making a move. I'm trying to just like let things be known, let people know where I'm at.
Another
exactly.
diet, another crazy diet.
And I'm trying to grow a mustache to lose weight.
No, you're doing it because you're gunning for like a management position or something.
I would love to make believe that there's a reason for this other than the fact that a buddy of mine at work
right.
challenged me to a mustache off. And the mustache off is
yeah,
the
take
most
the mustache off.
The mustache off is obviously the most important thing that a fella can do. Because, you know, there are things, what?
Make this for an air thing. Get a picture of him.
Bro.
Jay Carter in the chat room was pointing out maybe you're going to rob a stagecoach.
Just so you know, maybe later on in the show, the mustache will get tied into some sort of fun game show that we can all play, and we'll deal with that later. But the mustache, just in general, is just a handsome, nice look. It's very masculine. It's very macho. Like, dudes, like, walk around. Like, I don't have time for a full beard, but I have enough to let you know, like, hey, I can grow some hair, and I like to hang. So I'm with a mustache, and that's the new thing.
You ever done it before?
What, grown a mustache?
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously not. I'm a human.
So this has got to be, like, day three?
It's about three or four, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Like,
It's not yet getting in the way of your food or anything.
No, just, certainly not.
Right
certainly.
Now it's just kind of like, ooh, it's kind of irritating
you mean,
your face.
The old soup strainer, as Ned Flanders said?
I will say, I thought about it. I have grown a full mustache before, but the way I did is I grew a beard and then shaved and just left it, but I left the handlebar, or as some people like to call it, the Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Mike Piazza, for that matter, where some people call the handlebar the curly one that goes off
the
side of the lip, like the Raleigh fingers. I don't consider that a handlebar. To me, that's like a curly mustache. The handlebar is like the Hulk Hogan to me. I've done that before because I think that's like kind of cool. The rules of the mustache off that have been employed by me and my coworker, my buddy, actually the Hutch, who we've talked about on the air quite a few times before.
I love that road.
you can't. Grow your mustache past the lip line, so you're
Fu Manchu.
If the length goes beyond that, it's fine. Okay. But this is like the growth area is just above the lip. It has to be like the caterpillar above your lip, and you have to shave at least once a week. So you can't hide it with a beard or a goatee. It
yes.
has to be just a mustache that you're walking
as
around.
As Bob is pointing out, especially just a mustache is creepy.
Yeah.
So the beard can...
And that's the point. And that's why it's a mustache off. Because we're going until someone looks at themselves in the mirror and says, Christ, I can't walk around like this anymore. I have to shave.
Chris's mustache is like a reverse John Waters mustache.
I was going to...
Because look at this skin. Like right by Chris's lip, there's like a little bit
up.
Of skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Skin like between his lip and his mustache. There's a little bit of skin. It just looks so creepy.
That's because it's early. Oh. Enjoy that while it lasts because in about a week, it's going to break that little plane.
Yeah, you think I'm going to have a mustache in a week?
Oh,
this is going to go the way of the master cleanser.
Wait till you see it like it puffs up a little bit. After a little bit of time, it puffs up and you feel every exhale that comes out of your nose. Like it just ruffles a little. Bit. You get a little tickle above your lip with every time you breathe.
Chris is 3 days into his 3 days into his mustache, and his wife's 4 days sick and tired of the mustache.
But I just want to point out our buddy Ed McGrath is asking in the chat room: is the mustache helping with cunnilingus? And yes, Keith takes me on so much more now. He's jumping all over me.
How would it help? I think it would hinder it.
I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine anything. I couldn't imagine that anyone would want to be sexually intimate or even remotely any way intimate with someone with a mustache. It's the grossest thing. Literally, I shaved for the first time this morning, you know, for the big mustache off. And I got home from work tonight before coming over to the show. And my wife just looked at me. She's like, yeah, just so you know, you shouldn't talk to me anymore. And just walked away. And that's
talking.
Yeah. Well, obviously, because she can't look at this guy and talk to him like, hey, what's up, bro?
Would you have a mustache contest on the show? Because as much as I backed out on growing my hair and growing the Frasier, I think I would grow a mustache for the show.
I lose.
I don't want to jump ahead in the show, but maybe later on in the show there's a game show, and I was hoping to propose, instead of the usual, hey, let's do a game show where there's no payoff or Brian is Fred's slave for a day. Instead of doing that, considering I'm the one who created the game show, I would hope that maybe instead of it just being the loser of the game show, everyone but the sole winner of the game show has to grow a mustache for at least till Thanksgiving. You could shave it by the holidays. It's only 3 weeks, guys.
Dude, this is 2 months. You see my mustache right now? This is 2 months of growth.
That's fine. And that's fine. If you do what you can. You work with what God gave you. And by the way, I'm going to come to your house and make sure that you have no raises there. It's just 2 days.
About a payoff, what if we shave it?
Then you have no honor.
Honor.
Wait, that's right. I'm looking around the table. I forgot. Game over.
And while you're at it, pride, morals, ethics, nothing.
Hey, Chris, are you going to keep shaving your head?
Yeah, of course.
So you're going to even draw more attention to your
I'm looking to be bald with a mustache.
You're immediately tying into that whole group that was going to assassinate Obama.
I'm telling you that this morning when I shaved, you know, the rest of my face for the first time and saw just the, you know, 3-4 day stubble mustache, yeah. I was like, man, you know what? I think I'm ready to lose the contest right off the bat.
Yeah.
Every time I went into the bathroom at work today and looked in the mirror and said, holy F, I forgot I have a mustache. What the hell is wrong with this guy? Like, I sit on the bus and I'm hanging out and listening to music bopping my head, and then I rub my face for a second and say, holy crap, people are getting on the bus and seeing this dude rocking out with his mustache.
Giving you weird looks, Chris? Have you been noticing people have been looking at you a little bit longer?
Contrary to popular belief, or contrary to our belief, mustaches are acceptable.
Especially working at a job on Staten Island where I see, you know, basic, regular, ordinary Joes, anyone over 45.
Joe the plumber?
Exactly. Anyone over 45 on Staten Island usually has, like, the regulation mustache sans beard.
I just want you to know I'm giggling wildly in the back because I love Jay Carter's idea in the Heroes Talk chat room. If you shave the mustache too early, it's your job to groom the rest of the men's mustaches every week on the show.
Okay, see, there's a payoff at least.
That's good.
See, I would be okay with grooming the mustache much more than having a mustache.
How about this then? Then how about just win the contest at the end of the show?
Because I never win a contest.
I know, but
I never win.
This is why anytime we do anything on the show, there can't be a payoff because people are not willing to man up. Grant, I understand you were a slave for a week, but let's do this like gentlemen.
Right, man up.
Guys, join me. Let's unite. Well, let's show our mustaches to the world.
Isn't this for later, though?
Save the energy, a teaser, a trailer, whatever it is. I just think that mustaches are good. Ugh. I think we should hang.
Isn't this like during the Thanksgiving parade when before each commercial break they say, and coming up, Santa Claus, like 1,500 times during 3 hours?
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. I'm telling you, mustaches. Just, you know what you think about? You don't like mustaches, right? You feel a little uncomfortable about it? Think about one quick thing. A little gentleman who I like to call Magnum P.I., some of you knew him as Tom Selleck, holding that girl, giving her the snorkeling lessons out in front of Robin Masters' estate.
Love that.
At that moment, you realize chicks dig mustaches. Grow a mustache, guys, just in general.
Chicks dig guys with nice bodies, not mustaches.
Chicks just dig Tom Selleck. I forgot. That's actually what it is. That's nothing to do with anything.
Chris, have you gotten food stuck in there yet?
No, dude. It's like an inch. It's like a centimeter long. It's nothing yet.
I could sand my walls with that little mustache you have right there. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man, and Chaz also points out, and guys who drive Ferraris, too. So that might have something to do with it.
I already see it's kind of like you keep licking it. You're sticking your tongue out on it. Like, you're going to have chapped lips it's going to be all messed up.
It's just because we're talking about it now. Because I'm telling you right now, I forget about it. I forget about it all day. I don't think twice about it until I go, like, and I see in front of a mirror. I'm just like, holy crap, I can't believe this is who I am right now. I can't believe that I'm walking around like, hey, what's up, bros?
And you could do it for work. Like, there's some places, you know, that don't let you grow facial hair.
We've had discussions in the past. The fact that I am able to hold a job on a daily basis, considering what my antics are throughout a day, screaming, cursing, throwing things at walls, calling direct. Yeah, it's mischief, not exactly. I call directors the C word. Like, I don't care.
It's always mischief night.
Exactly. You know, mischief, or mischief day. Mischief 9 a.m.
Martin Scorsese?
Exactly. Yeah, a mustache is the least of their problems. If the fact that I'm growing a mustache is okay, but I get my job done. I work. I'm just saying. I think nothing even slightly appealing about it to you.
No, it needs to get full. Your eyebrows are fuller than your mustache. So I need an even thing. I need an even playing field between the eyebrows and the mustache.
How about the person who doesn't grow the mustache has to shave their eyebrows?
Oh, that's you. Come on, stop it.
Come on.
Keith will look crazy.
How about the guy who doesn't shave a mustache, murders three teens, and buries them in a lake?
What can we? Can that be prorated to the past?
It's gonna be Rob.
Oh, you already paid off. You and Rob already paid off.
Rob's gonna be doing that tomorrow at the haunted house.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think it's a good look. I think everyone should be going for it. I'm telling you, not even screwing around.
I love how Chris has gotten himself wrapped into some stupid bet, and now he's making all of us be involved in it. I think all of you should grow a mustache because I got talked
I didn't
into
get
it.
Myself wrapped into it. I think I'm the one who initiated it. I love the idea of dudes hanging out and making themselves look stupid. I think that's hilarious to me. I like it. I want us to have those hang out and have mustaches, fellas.
Where do you see yourself in a month, Chris? How are you going to groom this
dead,
mustache?
Dead from suicide. After something happened, after the Dolphins lose their 15th game, though they've already won three.
Does it count as suicide when you just drink yourself to death?
Well, sorry, I take it back. A month from now, I see myself dead from leaving Las Vegas.
And what's your mustache going to look like?
Oh, it's going to look awesome. Continues to grow while you're dead, just like your fingernails. Yeah. I'm going to look sick.
But are you going to do the Fu Manchu? Are you going to curl it up? What are you going to do? Or are you just going to grow it out and just trim it?
I will. I like the idea of curling out the end. If I can grow it to that length.
And how do you win? The first person to shave it off, can you just maintain it at a certain length for the rest of your life until
the only specification that we had in our bet is you're allowed to cut with scissors along the lip line.
So it could get all puffed out, it come up to the tip of your nose.
Well, you can comb it down and do it. I mean, you could just. But the thing is, if you do that, you just have a man's mustache and look even worse. If it's something weird and stupid about it, all right, at least then it's covered up. Oh, this guy's a lunatic. He has a big stupid mustache dangling over his lips that he has to pull up like a garage door to get the car in when he's trying to eat. Something like that. There's something to it.
The best thing would be to dye it gray. Just your mustache gray. Just your black hair and your mustache
or blue
gray.
Or something weird.
See, I think that would work best for me because I have no other hair. Oh. So just a gray mustache and a shaved head. And my eyebrows. It looks like I dye my eyebrows at that point. The North Pole, exactly.
You're selling oatmeal.
Oh my God! Our buddy Garlic is suggesting that I hang out in front of one of the Catholic girls' high schools on Staten Island in my van, standing there like a creep with my mustache, looking around.
Dude,
I love that.
It's gonna get long enough. It's gonna get in the way of your food and all that hot sauce.
No,
it's gonna
no.
stain it and
no,
stuff.
No, I'm going to go with the scissor along the lip. I'm gonna look like a gentleman. I'm gonna hang out. I'm gonna be awesome.
For the record, you ring that out every night. You'll have a fifth.
at least it's going to be awesome. I'm telling you, the angle is it's Magnum. It's Magnum PI. It's hanging. Girls snorkeling. Robin Masters. Dobermans running all over the place. My friend TC picking me up in the helicopter. We're going to go to see Rick. He's doing some sort of work for Ice Pick. It's going to be awesome. Do you have the Magnum PI theme song? Could you play that right now so we can hear it? Close.
Magnum P.I. I'm singing right now.
Cry.
Wow. That was really uncomfortable. Because it wasn't for the show, you were singing for yourself.
Yeah.
You were away from the mic, you wanted us to know. Hey, Vanessa, what's going on, buddy?
Happy Halloween. Hello. Your muscles
are
disgusting.
And sexy, though. A little bit sexy?
No. No.
On a scale of a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being sexy and 1 being sexy, where do I rank?
5. It's
50. 50.2. Awesome. I'm telling
awful.
You. So you'd never date a man with a mustache?
No, I did date a man who had a mustache. And I dated him for 3 years, and it took me the first almost 2 years to get him to shave it off. and that was daily, like me saying, please, please shave it off. It's ridiculous.
But then once
you're not a fireman, you're not a policeman, you're not a gay guy, why are you wearing that mustache?
Wearing it. I love that idea. So did you, were you ever successful in getting him to remove said, and did you miss it a little bit?
No.
A little bit.
No.
A little hint in the back of your soul said, oh man, my little mustache boy, what happened to him?
Black.
I think it's a terrific thing. I think everyone should be going for it. That's, I think you should grow your mustache.
A mustache all in your, well, no, I, my mustache is all grown in. It's there.
Oh, great.
It's, it's awful on the nether region for a girl. It's awful. The
Tell
facial
me about
hair
it,
thing.
Keith.
No good.
The kissy kissy isn't too fun either. Like even just the face.
Mm-mm.
Luckily for me, I've got nothing to worry about with any of that. I just hang out sometimes.
See, I always heard there's nothing better on the nether regions than like a day and a half worth of razor sharp stubble.
You mean the sandpaper face? That's
yes.
Awesome.
So what would you think?
That feels great.
Full beard and mustache, just mustache, or
no,
like
I think honestly,
5 o'clock shadow.
Anyone that's anything short of a gentleman, and I use that word loosely, because you should be more than a gentleman. Anyone, if they intend on that happening, should probably go shave their face, and they should run the razor in all four directions at that point so you get smoothness everywhere you go. Because think about it, man. That's pretty rough.
You know a guy like Vito, you know, who always seems like he's got a little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow?
For those of you that don't know what we're talking about our buddy Vito, who's frequently becoming a topic of the show. And the fact of the matter is, I've seen Vito nude and it looks like he's wearing a bear's costume. He's the hairiest human being I've ever seen in my entire life.
Brian Urlacher?
Oh, worse. Much worse.
Well, that amount of constant stubble, if you're going to have facial hair, you have to let it grow longer so it starts to get softer at least.
Yeah, like
when it's that level, that kind of, that Vito-style darkening, that scares me of what that would be like. That would be, it hurts.
I actually had a buddy in high school, my buddy Joe, who used to have to shave his cheeks because he's so hairy. Like the center of his cheeks had full-on tufts on it that he would have looked like one of those little monkey kids that grow the hair all over themselves.
I do. When I shave my face, I shave like almost underneath my eyeballs, ugh, like way up higher.
Is it that thick up there, though?
It's my facial hair.
When I look at you, I see like the shadow on your like your normal beard area. I don't see it up on the cheeks.
If you want to touch my face, you can come over and you can feel the stubble.
I'd much rather have cancer.
In the face that you're talking about. I think what happens is it's like shaving anywhere. If you shave it once, it's like your hair just realizes, oh, I have to grow there. So now you're forced to keep shaving it. So you just get it.
I'm going
to,
as an experiment, start shaving across my forehead and see what happens.
You will start getting, I would recommend against it. You're going to get hair on your forehead. I don't know what it is. It gets higher and higher as I get older and older. And I'm waiting for it one day to like match up with my eyebrows. Do you guys shave up really high?
No, I had a friend that went from the time he started shaving, used to shave like right at the upper cheekbone, and then like he was convinced that that's why hair constantly grew in there, and he had to shave his whole face like a wolf man.
I think that's a wives' tale. I can't imagine that.
No, he wasn't married.
Oh, sorry. I guess that's his mom's tale. I don't think that you. Oh God, did his mom have a tail? Let me tell you. I don't think that shaving makes your hair appear. If your hair is there and you shave it regularly, maybe that will help thicken it. Maybe, I only say. I don't know that I buy into that whole bit.
Me neither.
Yeah, that's a completely retarded thing. If you run a razor over your skin, it doesn't create hair follicles. Like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
All right. I'm with you. Then I'm going to start shaving my forehead as an experiment.
But I had no eyebrows, and I used to start shaving them, and now look at this. No, seriously.
Look what's there now.
I'm a regular Cindy Crawford right now.
Where you have a mole on your face? It's weird. So, Vanessa, where are you today, buddy? I didn't mean to distract you with my mustache, but obviously it's like a glaring, delicious thing that people
You made it nervous. You made it nervous.
It made me so nervous. I haven't talked to you in a while either, and then when I do, it looks like that. It's not good.
It looks like that.
So I was on this thing on the internet. It's called the Wayback Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Does anybody know what that is?
Wait, the Wayback. I think I do know. I think I do.
Yeah, the Wayback Machine is it's a generator on the internet where you can enter in URLs of old websites that don't exist anymore and pull them up and see what used to be on there. So nothing on the internet ever really, really dies. Like, you can find everything on the Wayback Machine. So I was on the Wayback Machine, and I found my 1996 sexual advice column that I used to write for an online erotica magazine. And it's all documented on the Wayback Machine. Pretty exciting, isn't it?
I'm blown away by it. Will you go so far as to indulge us with maybe tips and treats and whatnot from said website, or are you just speaking more vaguely?
No, that was the end of the story.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, I just. How about maybe you let us know what this old website was, so I could plug it into the Wayback Machine, and maybe I'll read some excerpts myself.
I'm going to enter it into the chat room right now. And there's a headline page that says, like, every week I wrote a new dear so-and-so. These were all actual letters that people would write me asking for advice. And during the week, I would pick out the one that I thought was the most interesting for the week, and I would write them an answer. And so as I'm looking down the list, it's premature ejaculation, average penis size, blowjobs, more on masturbation. These are the things that I talked about.
Can you just, not because I need to know, but can you do the premature ejaculation one? And just, you know, because that might be good for someone to listen to.
I don't understand.
Not you.
I don't understand. A friend. He has a friend. I don't understand what the blowjob question could be.
How do you do it?
Should I? I've had to ask myself that.
Particular one was this guy wrote in looking for advice on how to get his wife more interested in giving the blowjob.
I was thinking it was like, what should I get my dad for Christmas?
Well, Vanessa, what was your favorite one that you read? Like that you? I guess you're.
I'm being honest. I'm sitting here with bated breath right now. I'm hoping that she's gonna read us at least an excerpt of some sort of saltiness that we can enjoy here on the program here.
Ew.
It's Best in Show. What salty? Like Fred's armpits, salty.
Mm. Premature ejaculation.
That's the one you like?
Just saying. Wow. And I met with nothing but silence on the other. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well, she must have put a link in the chat room. Perhaps you could reenact these readings.
Is that where I'm going with this? Excuse me. Let me get my reading voice on. Oh, more on anal... Wait, Tuesday tells. All right. We've got more on anal sex, premature ejaculation, average penis size, blowjobs, searching for a playmate, more on masturbation.
I believe it's 26 inches. Just so
thank you.
And masturbating a moron?
Squirting. Loneliness. Yeah, that's a real sexy column. And more anal sex. Guys, please, let me know which one you want me to read.
How about more anal sex?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay, more don't on anal sex.
That's called punching through the front.
Wait, so Vanessa, you were Tuesday?
Uh-huh, I was Tuesday. And I actually, from this, I was offered the sex advice column for Bust Magazine.
Wow, well, congratulations.
I did this one. And then that was where I decided that that this was not going to be, my full-time job was not going to be sexual advice.
I couldn't understand
why.
I
turned it down and I moved away.
I think it's a fine industry. I think there's a lot there.
Just for Bust Magazine, that's got to be a hard one to turn down.
I would assume so. Hey, dear Tuesday.
Jesus. Yeah.
I'm interested in engaging in anal play with my wife. I'd like her to wear toys and penetrate me. Do you have suggestions of good toys to start with? Is there any danger in this? What are the health issues surrounding an anal penetration, rimming, etc.? I've done some experimenting on my own, but what is the best way to get my wife involved? My wife. I'm embarrassed that someone might think that I'm gay because I enjoy this.
And the mustache.
Tuesday?
What?
Oh, I have to read it? I thought you were going to ask
okay.
it.
Okay. Tuesday.
I mean, I feel a little awkward that I'm answering my own question.
Spickle
but okay.
seems to think it's more harder when you read it, Chris. So.
Okay. Last things first. Enjoying the stimulation of a certain part of your body has nothing to do with your sexual orientation. How could it? Only the most uptight and repressed individuals would tell you to try that. Enjoying your body... What? Tell you that enjoying... I need to learn how to read
let
to
me,
be able to do this.
Let me, come on, Tuesday. Vanessa, let me ask you something. Vanessa, you must still have this ability to answer these questions in you, even though you, in the past, you know, decided not to make this, like, as you said, your career. So pretend right now that, you know, you're still answering these questions, and I was to write a letter, and I say...
So we're not... What we're doing here is we've gone away from the role play. We're speaking to her... We hope expertise, and you're going to give like a
hypothetical situation.
Hypothetical. That's like when you add two sides of the triangle.
Exactly.
This is like the radio way back.
Did you, Vanessa? What name did you use in this magazine? I think I missed it. I'm sorry.
Tuesday. My name was Tuesday.
Oh right. Okay. All right. So here's my letter. Okay, I'm getting ready to type. Dear Tuesday, okay. I have a friend. He is obsessed with urine. He loves the idea of watching girls urinate. He loves the idea of being urinated on and potentially even drinking it. My friend, should he be upset at himself? Should he be ashamed? Should he seek counseling? Help me, Tuesday.
I'm going to go right
on. Your friend should honestly be killed.
I am in the Halloween basement. I've got to look out. Oh. Nothing. I mean nothing.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. This has been Best in Show. Good night.
What, Chris? You're speechless.
I'm going to go so far as to say maybe I feel a little uncomfortable because maybe I feel like I was the focus of that letter to Tuesday.
No, it's his friend.
Maybe I feel a little bit embarrassed by the whole thing because maybe there's magical things in the urethra that need to be exhausted.
So Tuesday, what was the worst thing you've ever received? Oh, wait, was there anything you ever, Vanessa, like didn't answer because it was just like
Tuesday.
This is too much? No, we know this is Vanessa.
There were some
we pulled back the curtain.
There were some that bordered on like angry, hostile, like how do I get women to do this thing that women don't want to do for me, and I didn't want to answer those. I think the worst one that I had was someone who, and I did answer this one, and it was someone who had a very, very bizarre fetish of wanting to do the infant fetish thing.
Want to do the infant fetish thing?
What is an
yeah,
infant
the
fetish?
It's when the guys dress up as babies and they want to be like, they want to be put in a diaper and they wear little baby clothes and the fetish is that the woman is the mommy figure that takes care of them.
It's just funny. Ugh.
What you guys don't know about that one?
I've never heard of that, but the images that are popping in my mind just look ridiculous.
Oh, you don't know about the infant
totally
fetish?
Ridiculous.
I was going to say, I wanted to say that it's because I knew, we've spoken in the past, one of Vanessa's old co-workers was an old girlfriend of mine who was in a, in the trade of all sort of dominatrixical? A profession. She did that thing. And there was a lot of it in there. But I don't even think it's from that. I'm pretty sure I've heard of that all over the place. Like guys that need to get diapered and...
Like, do they poop themselves and stuff?
I'm sure they do.
Yes.
Breastfed and all that sort of good stuff.
Yes.
And fed the bottle.
Well, what did you write back to the guy that said he wanted to do this? Did you write back or you didn't?
Well, no, listen. It gets worse because he didn't... His specific question was not about how to be babied. That part he had figured out. Mm-hmm. He wanted to know if it was actually safe to have, when he was fed his bottle, have it be semen that he was being fed in the baby bottle.
His own?
And, yeah, so he wanted it to be saved. So I actually, because, you know, there wouldn't necessarily be enough semen to go around. And he wanted to know if it was safe to freeze it and then use it later.
How are you even going to get semen through the nipple? Like, that's going to be hard to squirt up, to, like, suck in.
That's your concern. That's what you're really concerned about, Fred.
He's practical. He doesn't want to waste anything.
He's concerned with the practicality of this.
And what did you write back? You did it right back to him?
He's asking Tuesday for advice. Yeah, he needs to know, hey, how do I get the semen through the nipple? Hey, Tuesday. I was just wondering.
So I had to call a doctor and ask if it was safe. I had to get the actual answer about whether or not semen.
Dear Dr. Tuesday, how long will semen stay frozen before it spurls? I don't want to have any spurled semen.
Did the doctor respond that guy is gay?
No, I called a clinic that had bank donations to see what it was that they did to preserve the sperm, and then whether or not, you know, because in a sperm bank, nobody's ingesting it. They're using it in other ways. And so I had to get an expert opinion
mouthwash
about whether or not it would be safe for ingesting. And they said it was okay. So
I would have told them.
How about you?
Put it right in the freezer.
I would have told them.
Right in the freezer.
The one thing is to defrost it, you have to have it at body temperature. So you have to put it in a bag and shove it up your ass to defrost it.
I would have said microwave 30 seconds.
Wow.
And this doctor answered you seriously, Vanessa, when you asked
Tuesday. They did answer me seriously. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't have to, I did a lot of medical research for this article so that I didn't give people bad advice, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, things to do with their body and stuff. So I was at the UCLA Medical Center, like, doing research.
Tuesday, what kind of doctor did you call?
Sperm bank doctor.
What? What is a sperm bank doctor?
Jack-off doc.
It's Dr. Sperm Bank.
I just can't. I can't believe that from learning everything she needed to know for the Tuesday column that Vanessa's actually an RN right now. She's actually licensed at this point from everything she's learned.
So was the premature, when a guy premature ejaculates, is it his fault?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
I got
it
a question
for
Tuesday.
It also has to do with his girlfriend not being attracted to him.
Tuesday, I got a question for you.
Does it make me gay? I am gay.
Is anal sex
awesome?
Gay? Is anal sex
yes.
gay? Is anal sex a little gay, Tuesday?
If you're having it with another man?
No. If you're having heterosexual anal sex, is it gay? Is it a little bit gay?
Are you Tuesday?
No.
Tuesday, can I interrupt?
No, it is absolutely not gay. Yes.
Tuesday, may I interrupt for a second? This is Wednesday. I just want to point out here the fact that the Inquisitor chose to pose that question in that way, and that's something that dawned on his head. Would you believe that maybe there may be some repressed homosexual feelings in there as he asks it?
No, I think that the fact that you instantly believe that someone who is thinking about anal sex might be gay means that maybe you have some repressed feelings.
That's what Wednesday was just saying.
That's what I was trying to say. That was the entire point. Dude, I love me an ass. Bro, chick, whatever. I love ass. It's not a matter of that. I'm just saying it's what to think in your mind that, oh my God, is this gay that I like this? It means that there's something in there that you're thinking about.
Well, I knew a guy.
No, that just means the society has conditioned guys to think that anything having to do with the butt is gay, and that's dumb because you all have butts.
Wait, are we talking about the woman performing on
yes.
the man?
Either way.
No, yes. The man performing on the woman.
Okay, no. I think. Wait a minute.
I mean,
let's clarify this,
matter.
Guys.
Rob, I'm meaning the man performing on the woman. Okay. Is it a little bit gay? Because I knew a kid who would only have anal sex with girls, and then a couple of years later, he came out of the closet. That's
okay,
where I'm
but
coming
that was
from.
Him, and he but would that, only have anal sex
with girls.
Okay, so do you only have anal sex?
No.
I'm not asking, do you prefer it? Because that's a no-brainer. But
I don't prefer it.
You know, the very bizarre thing is that guy. That guy now only has vaginal sex with men. Very weird. Totally gay.
What about analingus performed on a man by
a woman?
They
fly to Ireland.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Does that mean...
Or any kind of anal penetration by a woman on
a
man.
I was trying to read it before you guys interrupted me. Oh. It was a great story about something.
Go ahead, read it. Read it sexy.
No, I closed the window already. Oh. I can't open it again.
I have actually never had that done to me, like the...
A finger?
No, never a finger and never
a broomstick?
Tongue. No.
Not a vacuum cleaner in your ass?
Vacuum cleaner.
I can at least walkie-talkie antenna. That's about it.
I'm fisting myself right now.
An umbrella. just about, and then open up when it gets
Chris,
inside.
You've done a lot of ass play?
I dabble.
For yourself. For you, I mean, like, girls do it on you?
Of course, I dabble. I am a deviant. I'm an awful, awful deviant. I like everything to be not the way that... Oh, God, I was just going to say that mom taught me. Yeah. No, I like it to be wrong. I like everything wrong.
Vanessa, if a guy asks you to do anal play on him, like, a lot, like, more than normal, do you think he's gay, or do you think there's something wrong with that? If a guy's always asking a girl to do it?
I find that if anyone has a fetish that gets in the way of them being able to have sex that doesn't include the fetish, that's a problem. And it doesn't matter what kind. But if you're a dabbler, as Chris is saying, and you experiment with a whole bunch of things, that doesn't mean anything about anything. If you only want to do one thing, maybe there's an issue.
I like to give my wife noogies all the time, and I cannot get through a session without giving her noogie.
See, but that's kind of hot, though. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Just like a headlock and a little noogie right there.
A headlock? How's it finishing?
Well, you're
sweaty. Those guys are playing tonight?
What?
Exactly, Giggs, with his sweaty pits. That's disgusting. Her head would slip right out of that thing anytime you tried to give her a nookie.
There's got to be a certain point, though. Like, you can't dabble in, like, you can't just dabble in murder. Like, that's not going to be healthy. There's got to be, like, a certain... There's got
to
be certain...
Why is this the thing that you always go to? Like, every time we talk about something having to do with what people can do with other people, it goes to murder, is what you say.
I guess that's an excellent point. Because I see that as the worst case scenario. And there's somewhere there's a line between that. Where is it?
Can I answer for you? Can I answer for you, Brian? We were talking about something sexy, so that's what Brian brings up.
It goes to murder.
Obviously.
Okay, but if I'm dabbling, I can't just kill the girl, right?
Everyone's got a fetish.
Dear Tuesday, I just sharpened my axe.
Dear Tuesday, speaking of kissing, how many times do I have to slash her throat for it to be bad?
Well, I didn't know we were being repressive Tuesday.
It's free love, bro. Free love.
Just start cutting and banging. Cutting and banging.
Not necessarily in that order.
Hey, Tuesday, have you ever put a strap on and did it with a guy?
Not in my personal life, but in my work life, yes.
What?
Yes.
What? She's told us those stories.
What? What's wrong with that? That's fantastic.
She's banged a dude.
Yeah.
For money.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Haven't we...
Let he amongst us who's without anal dude stone me.
Where's there a rock? Chris?
Let he amongst us without sin show me his stones.
So Fred, that sound from your reaction, you clearly would not let another woman stick a fake penis up your butt.
Yeah, I couldn't even deal with a finger problem.
Like a tickle? Just a tickle?
I don't know. I've got as
or
far...
Or as Method Man taught me, to cow. You know, I'm just
nice. I got as far as a taint, and that's
you,
it.
You know about your prostate, right?
Wait. Slow down. You've got as far as the taint. Like, that was a challenge?
It was a little uncomfortable. I mean, it's very sensitive. And
well, for the record, when he talks about the taint, he means his neighbors.
The taints. Fred and Ginger Tate.
I'm telling you that if until someone, and I'm speaking as a gentleman, I'm not trying to make this dirty, until someone pushes on your infamous taint while you're taking care of business and finishing business, you haven't lived.
Really?
Haven't lived. We'll blow your mind away. We'll kill you. It'll make Brian get so hot because there'll be murder involved. But seriously, until someone pushes, like, poof, like knock that thing out right in the middle
of
it.
Do they have to make the sound?
Yeah, no, like a punch. Like that would be a punch. Like, yeah. I tell you, hitting that thing, oh my goodness.
Really?
Oh my goodness gracious.
Pressure on your prostate.
Keith, you too? You like a little ass play, Keith?
On no, yourself? Not at all, no.
You don't like it at all? No, no taint, no nothing?
And it's nothing to do with fear of being gay. I just don't. I don't like it. I don't enjoy it.
I'm going to go so far. The fact that
I'm afraid, I fear the pain. Honestly,
the fact that you don't like ass play, I think that's a little bit gay.
I think Chris isn't doing it right. I don't know.
I just fear. I fear the pain, and I have so much respect when I'm allowed to do it. But like I, it's like.
Ooh,
you know,
so you like to do it to the girl? You like to do it to the girl?
Because I'm sure that's what everyone wants to know. But yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. No, thank you. Thank you. No, I really appreciate this. Thank you.
Susan, can I get you something?
Bri, ass play for you?
Gift card.
With the chick? Chick listening?
I've dabbled.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like sure. What? Two knuckle? Three knuckle? Four knuckle?
Broomstick? Vacuum cleaner?
I've never fisted myself. Is that what you're asking?
Faggot. Well, how far has a girl gone with you in
analingus?
A play.
Oh, okay. Analingus. Oh. Yes.
Yeah, I just feel
ew.
Like...
Ew, you're so gross.
Could you imagine licking Brian's butt?
I do, regularly.
It's really clean.
I don't have a desire for that.
I bet you it's nice, like his...
Oh,
but the tickling. I enjoy tickling, touching, poking, probing, vacuuming. I like all that. That's
feet and whatnot.
What?
You got two fingers up there, Chris? Did you ever get two fingers
a foot
up
in
there?
There, I'm saying.
Chris, you've had two fingers up your butt.
Of course I have.
Oh, my God. Of course I have. I'm a gentleman.
Well, since this has become the filth hour, let me ask you something. If you're on the other end,
we call it Deviant's Corner.
Sorry.
Okay, don't make
Dabbler.
This dirty.
Dabbler's Corner.
Oh, Deviant Dabblers.
That's speaking as far as the other end, meaning her end,
aka like, the cul-de-sac.
At what point? Okay.
Oh, there's a way out. There's a way out.
At what point? It's called digestion.
I just want to point out. I want to point out that our friend Pristine Sneakers points out in the Pal Talk room, two fingers is standard.
Standard?
That's standard.
That's yeah for a porn star.
You got to work up to two fingers.
By the way, Pristine, we're talking about for a man to accept.
I don't think you realize. You just
we're talking about for a man to accept. Sorry, bro.
So we put you down in stone as two plus
two finger sneakers.
Yeah, and he's with me. He's with me. Two finger fellas. Me and Pristine are two finger fellas. Like bros.
Enjoy, guys.
You're like second knuckle cousins.
Twice removed.
So, Fred, would there be a point when you were on the entering end where you would feel, you know, even though I think I could slip this in, it's probably too much at this point. I feel like I'm doing something wrong now.
Or being so yes. Coy.
Okay. Yes.
You're on the
definitely.
Entering end. Try to
definitely. Because I don't, you know, I don't want to injure anyone or make anybody uncomfortable. You know, it's supposed to be a pleasurable thing. But
do you? But are you tempted?
No, definitely not. I'm not sadistic like that. I know people like to do that, like to, you know, get off on hurting people. Or get being a little, you know, rough.
Yeah, I know, because tears aren't hot.
Oh,
A little bit.
God. Valentine's Day was built on tears and screaming.
Valentine's Day, Halloween, it's all the same to me.
Tears, blood.
Well, Tuesday, in your regular life, what was the craziest thing that you ever did, I guess, anally to another dude?
Rocky's chainsaw.
In your regular life, like, what has a guy ever asked you in your regular life to do anything weird back there?
I don't find it weird, you know, like a little finger ish.
Or as Mark Doc is pointing out in the chat room, will you shove my candle? Just wondering. Just so you guys know, I totally had to take a step back because when Brian said blood.
Well, let me ask you something, because that reminds me. I once dated a girl that was really, really, really into the idea of biting me. And I was not a big fan of the biting, of either doing the biting or getting bit. And when she would bite me, it would hurt, and I would say, like, stop.
Phenomenal.
She was like,
it's phenomenal.
Just cut my eyes out.
I love biting.
Biting is
biting or being bitten.
Phenomenal.
Both.
Phenomenal.
Oof, not me.
Both. And I really hate it when somebody's a whiner and they go, ow.
How about a man up?
Get into it.
I'm telling you that we had a story that I had a story that I told on the air a while back that I was dating a girl. Maybe she used to work with Vanessa, and she was like aggressive and liked to hang out, knew all about biting, like friends, you know, like just exciting and good stuff. And then I started dating a girl after her who said, yeah, I'm into biting. I was like, oh, cool. And I went for it because that's what I was used to. And within seconds, she's like, what the fuck are you doing? You're trying to kill me. I'm like,
when you cut her throat, she wasn't into it.
But, like, biting.
Like biting, drawing blood.
Biting would mean, like, or maybe not blood.
But, like, raising blood.
Unless it was a good time. But, you got to get it to the point that it's almost there, no?
I guess I'm a pansy. I don't like the biting. I don't like biting or pain.
Blood is unbelievably sexy.
Hey, Tuesday, what about choking? What about choking Tuesday?
I love choking.
Choking or being choked?
Like the best. I love being choked.
She just loves not chewing up food. Like
that's that borders on a dream girl right there. I love being choked, isolated.
I do.
How about being slapped?
I do, and yeah, a little slapping is okay. I've gotten a little slap to the face.
I'm not a big slapper. By the way, our buddy Cavlo is pointing out in the Heroes Talk chat room that pain and pleasure need to stay apart. I could not disagree more.
You mean choking with the hand, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm into?
Not with a noose.
No.
You know what I'm into? I'm into spitting. Spitting anywhere.
What?
Like and yeah, having it be like visual, like spitting into the mouth, spitting on the J, spitting on the D.
No, you're not. This is Fred Lie of the Week.
No, I love spitting. I mean I'm sorry.
What? The spit on this baby, it's drying up.
I like to spit. I think spitting's hot. I like spitting.
I wouldn't think to initiate it, but if it happened, I'd be amped.
No way.
Totally. You're not into Spitting Tuesday, no?
Into my mouth?
Yeah, into the mouth, or like if
in
you're doing
face.
It like down on your vagina, you know, from you, so you see it.
Lubrication, as you mean.
Let's say you guys are just
no.
But I'm not talking like a lungy, like it goes.
Like way to bring the sexy.
Face to face, you're in the moment.
You mean just like a little saliva?
Yeah, a little saliva.
Or like you know, like.
Like this.
Gearing up, like,
yeah. Sorry, Rob. Sorry about the mic. I didn't realize.
Face to face, you're in the moment. The passion's starting to build. You get a little close, and then you just let the
sneeze on her.
A little, no, not even a fast one, but just a little bit of drool ball up on the end of your lip and just drip down onto her face.
The guy spitting, I'm not into.
As she's gasping for air, and Brian's killing her.
Yeah, the guy spitting, I'm not into. A girl drooling, spitting all over the place, I might be down with that. Drooling almost like that it looks like she's totally retarded and can't function. That's a little sexy. Like drool pouring out.
Shava.
Let me take your helmet off, honey.
Yeah. Girl, Chaz the Dazzle's pointing out, girl spitting is kind of hot. It's kind of actually. He said effing hot, but I.
But Chris,
not spitting on you, right? You mean just spitting, just kind of like frothing or out of control kind of stuff. Not actually spitting.
Foam.
I want a girl to look exactly like rabies and going into a seizure. And when her eyes roll back in the head, she was bouncing.
That's what you're describing. Or do you mean spitting? I think Fred was talking about either spitting at a person or being spit at.
I'm talking about like Chris. You don't say with a girl, Chris. And she's
Hold on. I have to suspend disbelief for a second. Hold on. I'm with a girl.
You're with a girl.
Okay.
She's about to give you oral sex, and you spit into her mouth, and then she starts giving you oral.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm down.
No, you're not
think
down.
I don't think I'm down. Oh, I don't think I'm down. I don't like dude spit. I don't want.
It's your spit.
Yeah, I'm a dude. Contrary to popular belief, I'm a dude. I don't think my spit should be anywhere involved.
Really?
It should be dry. There should be tissues and
blankets.
But she's
just
and
like,
I'm
too dry mouthed. You need to fund this. You're not going to help out.
Fund this.
Fred. Fred, a little bit of vomit?
No vomit. No way.
Spit.
No
spit,
way.
Yes, vomit,
right,
no.
But what if it was she hadn't eaten all day, she's just been drinking, and she's only vomiting beer? Only beer.
Still no way. I don't like that noise.
What a classy lady.
What if she's unconscious?
What if she's throwing up from the chloroform that I just gave her? Horrible. You're a horrible human.
Hey, you're the one who's saying it.
I like spit. I don't like vomit. I don't like...
Who here likes vomit?
I was asking.
Let he amongst us without stones throw my cast off my leg. I'm appalled by the entire conversation. Tuesday, I'm nauseated.
One more thing.
Right, I'm stepping away from Mike.
What if you find yourself in a funeral home?
Okay, Keith, go on. I'm chubbing up.
There's just stuff everywhere.
Dead bodies?
Dabble a little.
Oh, with the dead body?
Speaking of dead bodies, our buddy Big Cam is talking about Terry Schiavo in the Pal Talk room.
Exactly.
Bro, we weren't going to be talking about my family tonight. Do a little research, find out what my last name is. We're not going to talk about that ever again. Thank you very much. That's the last time I spoke about it in the show.
Chris, your
wife's last dying wish is to have sex with her dead body, and that's her last dying wish. Do you do it?
No, I'm good.
You good?
No, I'm good, thanks.
You pretend that you're doing it?
Yeah, I'll pretend. I'll fake it the entire time. I'll make her dead body believe it's really happening.
What if Fred wants to take the job for you?
You got it, bro.
Chris, who's the hottest girl in the world for you ever in your life? They die a day, not even a day later, a couple hours later, their last wish is for you to have sex with them. Do you do it?
Yeah, I'm not allowed by that.
Really?
I'm a deviant, but I'm not that deviant.
They died 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, no rigor mortis.
Still warm?
Yeah, still warm.
Still hot.
Keith's eyes are still propped open.
Still peeing? No, I don't think I could have sex with a dead person. I would be ashamed of myself. And granted, there are lots of things I do in my life. There are lots of things I do in my life that provide me tons of shame. I would never have sex with a dead person. It doesn't appeal
Tuesday,
to me.
Tuesday, would you? Sex with the hottest guy in the world. They're dead 30 minutes. You know, they're ready to go. You don't climb on there?
What am I climbing on? Is it like...
It's ready to go. It's
rigor mortis has set in there.
Waist below. Okay. From the waist from the waist down, rigor mortis has set in. Do you do it? The hottest guy ever. James Dean. Who's your hottest guy? Elvis in his heyday? Who's your guy?
It's so weird that James Dean is the first thing that comes to mind.
I'm imagining myself with Elvis's corpse now. No. There's nothing interesting there for me.
Is it wrong if somebody doesn't?
Yeah, that's wrong.
You're not hurting anyone.
Yes, judging it's wrong.
Person. Yeah, they're dead.
They don't know.
It's no one being bothered by the whole thing.
I think that they...
is it rape?
Maybe it's my my Puritan sensibilities.
No,
certainly not.
It's not rape, Chris?
I don't think it's rape because that person is dead.
It's not a person.
That person is a rock.
It's illegal. It is illegal.
Okay, that's probably where
we're not going to. We're not going to mince words with legality, are we?
Is it rape if a family member's there?
What?
Watching?
What?
I mean,
wait. So my mom comes in the room and says, "Hey, your dad's dead. F him." Like, then it's fine because my mom said it's good. Like, I don't understand where the family member comes in.
I think he means
if there's a witness, is it rape? Is it just not a rape because it's you and a dead person? Does it need to have a witness for you doing the dead person?
Can I get a witness? What?
No, you can't. Same. You can have sex with dead things. That's not.
Culture.
I've got to be.
That's
I've
against
be,
God's will.
I've got to be honest. I'm a little bit appalled about our show today. I feel honestly.
Yeah, this is odd.
I feel very dirty, yet clean inside about the what I've exercised. I feel very uncomfortable,
let me bring it like a little bit back to happy, and then I'm going to sign off for everyone who is in the actual Heroes Talk chat room right now. I have a little. On the website, in the Wayback Machine, there were a couple of naked pictures of me. And I'm going to post the link right now, and that's the reward. And then I'm going to go.
Wow! Look at this! Surprise, surprise! See, where are you doing this?
You have to be here. You have to be here enjoying the party.
Yeah,
and
chat
then
room only.
Here they are.
So this is Pal Talk or Heroes Talk?
In Heroes Talk.
Okay, perfect.
And,
And everyone is asking.
The second... What?
I'm sorry. Everyone is asking at this point, will you post them in Pal Talk too? No, you've got to come to Heroes Talk. HeroesTalk.com. Be a part of it. It's the magic.
Pal Talk.
Pal Talk is great. Pal Talk is phenomenal. There's nothing wrong with it, but you know, we're trying to spread the wealth.
Wait, if I post the picture there, will they give me a green name?
Oh.
Wow.
Yes, Leprechaun.
I thought that was going back to your pro years.
It's being asked by our buddy DJ Newstall. Will these be posted on the forum?
No, can't do that.
No, these will not be posted on the forum. They're not to be posted on the forum. This is only for today.
They'll be on my wall, though, so if you want to come up.
Obviously.
They're very artsy. It's nothing bad. Very tasteful pictures.
I don't think that anyone here is concerned about them being bad.
This from the girl who likes to get choked.
Now they just posted that link.
The second one down is not my boob, but the pink one is me. So there you go.
The pink boob?
Wow.
I gotta see this.
Whoa.
Look
hey,
at
Vanessa,
this.
The producer has a question. Can I can I take these pictures and put them up now? Actually, forget it. No, it'll be recorded.
No, we're not going to do anything that's sort of fantastic. Look at that. I'm very blown away by this. Look at this.
You're right. They are very artsy and they're very tasteful. I got to admit, very nice.
Okay.
It's very creepy that everyone's being quiet and looking at pictures right now. I'm personally feeling fantastic at this point. Vanessa, as always, a filthy, disgusting report involving Fred's spit, and it makes me feel a little uncomfortable, but we appreciate you doing what you can for us Tuesday.
Nice.
deny us.
You're listening to Best in Show on Heroes Talk. This is DJ Newstyle from the DJ Newstyle Show. Make sure you're checking out our exclusive Tuesday night programming on HeroesTalk.com, or you might miss something like this.
Okay, this is the DJ Newstyle Show. A couple of guys talking about refreshing feelings that occur in your anus.
I don't mind a burning anus. I prefer... No. This is what I'm saying. I prefer a burning anus to an itchy anus.
Wow. I never prefer a burning anus. I don't know about you. I don't ever want my anus to feel as though it's something that's being engulfed in flames.
The DJ Newstyle Show is live every Tuesday, 9 to 11 p.m. on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com. And in Pal Talk, the Heroes Talk radio chat room. The DJ Newstyle Show is proud to be a member of the Heroes Talk radio network.
Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hanging and banging, it's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk. It's the thing you do with your ears, and it's the place to be. God love it. It's an exciting night tonight, wouldn't you say, Brian?
Yeah, I would have to say, it's been a filthy, disgusting night.
I'll be honest, I feel a little bit dirty. I feel a little bit more uncomfortable with the dirtiness that this show has taken over the past hour, but comfortable all the same.
I'm feeling sick. I'm feeling sick, a little nauseous, and I have been for quite some time now. It's not just today's show either.
Vanessa's picture's a good bri. Stop.
It's has nothing to do with the pictures, although I would totally choke her if given half the chance. There's something wrong with me. I'm disgusting and broken. And I have a question for you guys. Is bile supposed to be like gelatinous? Do you know?
That isn't even a human question.
Who even touches bile?
I've been touching bile lately.
How do you know you're touching bile?
I'm pretty sure because I've been gagging and dry heaving a lot, like a couple times a week. It's been hard with the meals. I don't know what's going on, but like if I eat too much, I get a little gaggy. A couple weeks ago, Fred caught me like dry heaving out in the back while he was smoking a cigarette, and it's like... It's not food that comes up. It's like an acidy kind of vomit that comes out from my stomach, but there's no kind of chunks or anything like that. It's kind of like a snotty little film stuff.
I'm gonna stop you right off the bat and let you know that you generally do not expel bile with your vomit. You've got to be at the bleeding edge of anything left for there to be bile coming out of you. You really got to be putting a hurting on yourself.
See, that's what I'm thinking. It's because like I'm gagging and I'm clearly like I can feel my stomach muscles contracting and pushing stuff up, but there's nothing that's coming up with it. There's no like chunks or anything. And at the end of it,
Garlic is pointing out, save it and spit it on Fred.
After I do it, that happens like three or four times, and nothing comes out. And then, maybe a little, like half of a fist size of this fluid comes out. But it's like translucent and kind of like it's almost like it's snot or something. But the weird thing is that it doesn't come out. I always thought bile was like a liquid, like an acidity.
It's more
kind
like
of thing.
Ectoplasm type.
This
of stuff.
Is like, yes. Uh-huh. It's like Ghostbusters. It's yeah. like the stuff in the uh-huh. Ghostbusters, the goo, and it doesn't it's like connected to my stomach.
I'm telling you, you're not throwing up bile.
That's good loop.
You are not throwing up bile. You're throwing up some sort of awfulness that's left in your stomach. It's not bile. Because the only way that you're expelling bile
is if you just got shot.
Especially orally, you need to be hospitalized soon afterwards. I've thrown up bile once in my life, and I got my stomach pumped about a half hour later. Like, it's not something that happens.
Well, I will
regularly.
Say it burns, but I have I regularly have heartburn, and the heartburn that I have regularly hurts more than this stuff when it comes up. So when it comes up, if it's bile or stomach acid, it's not very powerful. It's just a little painful.
Big Cam is pointing out there is a difference between bile and stomach acid. I think you're talking about a collection of some sort of stomach acid that's in there. And again, the average person does not let that acid out.
I don't know. It's like a new it's a new thing. I'm feeling gaggy and nauseous and vomity when I don't have anything in my stomach.
I'm gaggy.
I love pristine sneakers. It burns. The ring of bile. The ring of bile.
But that's what it is. It's like I'm not full or anything, but I feel it's like there's an invisible finger being shoved down my throat. I feel like I'm gagging. Wow. And the result is this nothing comes out of my stomach.
Where's Dr. Steve when you need him?
Where's Dr. Tuesday? Is this drinking related or just on a daily?
It's happening daily. It happens at work. It happens spontaneously, maybe two or three times a day, and a couple times a week I'll lose it. Like the gagginess happens two or three times a day, but
if you're lucky, stomach cancer. That's what I'm thinking. It probably is.
Stomach or throat?
Bastard.
Could it be
jealous?
Maybe that second
show me up.
Brian's second throat needs a tune-up. I mean, what's going on?
That was my first thought, is that the second throat was collecting a little too much stuff, and I was digging in back there trying to exhaust what I could, but there's nothing more than the normal amount of filth back there.
By the way, Hotcakes to Go is pointing out in the Pal Talk room, get an NG tube through your nose. I don't know what that means.
Well, I don't know what that means either. Someone look that up.
But do it.
That's broken. What's an NG tube?
Oh, man. It sounds sexy as hell. That's all I know.
That sounds like just something you put in through your nose to survive. I'm not going to walk around with a tube in my nose.
Describe the taste again. Describe the taste.
It's not even a taste because it's out of my mouth so quickly. Like it comes in and out of my stomach.
Nasal gastric. Our buddy Hooligan Jim points out it's a nasal gastric tube.
Ugh.
Because that could be some kind of like advanced acid reflux. And I mean, with your history, it's.
You think everything is acid reflux, and I hate that. Joining us here on Best in Show on the hottest of all lines, who's this?
Dr. Tuesday?
It was great talking to you. Thanks. Seriously. No, I mean, I get your point, and I know what you're saying, but I don't know if I agree. I mean, I understand.
Brian, when does this happen to you? Is it after a meal? Is it like when you get up? Like
I have been noticing. I have been noticing. I can't eat as much because I will kind of fill up further, and that will exacerbate this gagginess. But it happens a lot first thing when I wake up in the morning, and it sometimes wakes me up at night. Like in the middle of the night, I'm all of a sudden gagging, and I have to run up and run to the bathroom.
I may be out of line when I say this, specifically because of my lack of medical attention that I pay to myself. Thought of seeing a doctor?
No, I have thought about it. Like, this is the thing. Like, you know, whenever something happens to me physically, I cross my fingers in hopes it goes away within a month or two. We're closing in on 2 months here, and it's happening regularly.
Joining us on the hottest of all lines here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, who is this?
You know, hanging up on people is not a good way to get callers into the show.
Oh, so it was Rob Giggs that did some hanging up on you there. Shame on you. Shame on you. What's up, buddy? How you doing, Deja?
Hey, man. I don't know. I had something like what Brian was talking about around this time last year where I couldn't eat for 2 months. And I could barely drink. I could barely get anything down. I had to go to the hospital.
What was it?
I felt like when I was eating... I basically felt like I was drowning, like my throat had to be just filled up with, like, this rotted food or something.
Oh.
It just got to be all blocking it up in there. And whenever I would try to swallow, it just felt like I was fucking drowning, like I was just drinking in water.
Deja, it wouldn't go down? Like, the food and water wouldn't go fully down your esophagus? It would get stuck in the middle, is what you're saying?
Yeah, and you could definitely feel it whenever I could swallow. Basically, after a while, it just came down to me trying to like just get soup down and some sort of water down, just so I could live.
No. Last week was my birthday. You're allowed to curse this week. Don't worry about it.
All right, thank you.
Would you induce vomit? Would you induce the vomit when it couldn't go fully down?
No, because I've had like a 12-year ban on vomiting. I haven't vomited since I was like a little kid, and I'm just out of spite. I'm just never going to do it again.
Wait, you haven't vomited in how many years?
At least 12. Even no matter how drunk I would get, I would just get completely wasted out of my mind. I would never throw up. I've never thrown up from drinking.
It's maybe been a week since I've thrown up less, but that's just, you know, because I hang out. I'm trying to be pretty.
I despise the feeling so much and, like, the thought of it that I won't do it. I refuse. I refuse to do it.
You would rather swallow it, Deja, than exhaust it?
Yeah, I'd rather put a bullet in my head if I actually thought I was going to vomit.
Oh, this is, it's, it, for me, like, I understand that drive, but because whenever I think I'm going to vomit, you know, I'll stop. But at this point, it's not like I'm even vomiting food up. Like, I really don't have to worry too much about vomiting food. It's this constant just gagginess. Like, it feels like there's a thumb kind of lodged way in the back of my throat, and it just every once in a while it blows like the thumb throbs or something, and it's time for me to throw up nothing.
Well, Brian, that has to be something on your esophagus or in your tongue that is protruding out. There has to be something there that's making you feel that. It can't just be all mental. It has to be something.
I feel
physical.
Like
vomiting is for 16-year-old girls to hate themselves.
It's for some of us to look hot too in our 20s. I'm just saying.
I have vomited food as a result of this,
yeah,
but
your 20s.
But it was almost just like
no, not now.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to play yourself off at 20 years.
Yeah, that's never going to work.
I have vomited food before, but that was almost just, like, symptomatic. Like, it just happened that I happened to be gagging, and now I'm eating. So the thing, instead of just gagging up this empty gelatinous stuff, there's actually food in there for me to regurgitate.
Before we take Deja, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Before we take this call on the hottest of all lines, Ustreamer 7889, whose dad is a doctor, is urging you, Brian, go to the doctor with 4 effing exclamation marks after
Does
it.
Does he have any idea what it is?
She.
Does she have any idea what it is?
Yes, you're going to die tomorrow if you don't go to the doctor.
Okay, caller number 2.
Caller, you're on the hottest of all lines. Who this?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
It's Hooligan Jim.
What's hey, up, what's Hooligan? Going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Fantastic. Having a great night tonight. Hooligan Jim, maybe you have a little bit of experience. Maybe you should talk to the fella. Let him know exactly what could or could not be wrong with him.
Well, you guys know I'm a medic.
Indeed we do.
And it sounds like acid reflux if it's waking him up in the morning.
Well, I've always had acid reflux. I have a history of it. I take Prilosec to put it down, and I haven't stopped taking that stuff. And I still, you know, when I don't take that, I get this. But this
well,
is the...
Your
throat doesn't want to take it anymore.
I take about 300 milligrams of it, and that usually kills it.
But green that he thinks it's bile?
It's not bile, it's acid.
I know, but the fact, it looks green that he thinks it's bile. That's normal? Oh, not that's normal, but that could just be like regular stomach acid. It's not something crazy that's going on.
There's a set of flaps at the stomach.
Right.
That when you have the bad acid reflux, it'll open up and it'll flood into the esophagus.
Right, that's what I understood. And if you take, like, I don't know if it's Prilosec, but the certain drug that you take that will strengthen that flap and keep it closed. But this is what my mind is kind of thinking. Like, that stomach acid shouldn't be this gel-like substance. Like, that would be a more watery type of fluid. Like, literally, this is like the Ghostbusters gel. Like,
you gotta know, though, it's going to mix with whatever you're eating. So it's going to thicken up a little bit. Try ranitidine.
What's that?
It's something you should try.
It's a stronger version of Prilosec.
Oh, okay. So it's medication?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll give that a shot. But it's the thing that weirds me out is that gel comes out, and I can feel it. Like, it won't snap. It comes out of my mouth, and it'll dribble down, like, 5 feet to the ground.
Maybe that gel
won't snap.
It's the secret to the hair
really
problems.
You should go to a doctor, though, because you really don't want acid in the esophagus, man. Seriously?
I definitely should go to a doctor. I've been crossed.
And Jim, if you don't mind sharing with us why he doesn't want acid in the esophagus?
You can start to burn sections of the esophagus with the acid.
Yeah.
Hot.
I mean, it is a little bit sexy. It is a little bit sexy.
He's burning holes in there. How could that not be hot?
Exactly. More things to
do
things
penetrate.
To.
Do you have sleep apnea?
I don't know what that means.
Do you have
breathing in your sleep?
Did you sometimes, like, wake up in the middle of the night, or does your girl tell you that you wake up and then go back to sleep?
You know, there was a time in my life a couple of years ago where I was convincing myself that I was forgetting how to breathe while I was sleeping. Like, I just all of a sudden would forget, like, I just forgot how to breathe.
You're a dummy.
I was a hypochondriac.
Wait, how do you know where...
No, I really have these problems.
Because I would wake up in the middle of the night, and I would be like, wow, I haven't breathed in 30 seconds.
Time out.
Well, yeah, I mean, with sleep apnea, you can develop bad acid reflux also. Sometimes with CPAP, that can kind of put that away.
Oh, man, I love some CPAP. Anything that we can do to get some forced air in my lungs, I'm totally down with. But I'm just saying, how do you...
And you get to look like Maverick from Top Gun tonight.
Awesome! Goose! I'm saying, seriously, how do you know that your consciousness recognized it and said that I forgot?
It's that's
Does
what...
that mean Keith is good?
Obviously. I can't believe he hit the canopy. Oh, my God, Goose. Oh, my God, Goose.
I have a dollar for every time I roll over and say to my fiance, talk to me, Goose.
Would that be Brian's Iceman?
Oh, totally. Totally. Who's Iceman's partner?
I can't remember.
They both died.
Yeah, right? You know what? It does make a difference. Because when you got Viper, you were below the hard deck. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't count. You were below the hard deck.
Iceman and Wolfman.
No, it wasn't Wolfman.
Wolfman, that's not
was
true.
It Merlin?
No, Merlin was one of the instructors. Crap, it just turned into Top Gun all of a sudden.
Frankie.
Why is Highway to the Danger Zone not playing in the background right now?
It's a bad movie.
Playing with the boys. Come on.
Iceman and Steve.
Keith is texting that he doesn't realize that he's marked for death right now.
Oh, man.
No, it was this weird little thing that would happen. It was sort of like when I was falling into a dream or coming out of it. It was sort of I was half conscious and not conscious, and all of a sudden I realized I hadn't inhaled in a long time. And I was starting to panic about that fact, and I'd wake myself up and then you have that feeling like I haven't breathed in a long time.
You should go for a sleep apnea test.
So it sounds like your problem is more than just your stomach. It seems like your sleep apnea thing. And I'm telling you, I've known Hooligan Jim for quite a few years. I trust the man. Based on his diagnosis of hearing you over our radio show, I'm going to say that he is spot on. I'll guarantee it. You know what? I will bet my mustache on it that he is spot on. He knows exactly what is wrong.
Brian, you have a video camera? Videotape yourself falling, like going to sleep and see what happens in the middle of the night.
But I'd rather you videotape yourself falling down a flight of steps. It would be funnier to me.
Maybe I'll videotape myself puking. Ugh. It's not so much that bothers me. It's the fact that it's this thick gel, this thick translucent gel that feels like it's connected all the way to my stomach. Like it's not terminating in my mouth. Like it's dangling on my thumb down on my tongue down through my tubes. And it's just ugh.
I'm gonna go so far as to say dangling gel. Maybe not something I ever want to think about ever in my life. Dangling gel.
It's like one time I grabbed it to try to break the string and I could feel it kind of pulling up my throat.
Jazz the Dazzler is screaming in the Heroes Talk Room. Ew! Stop!
Yeah, it was horrifying. You know how like every once in a while you can feel things moving in your body? I could feel like the thin film of snot or whatever, just like moving around inside of my.
Just when we thought the show was getting too sexy, leave it to Brian to bring us back to earth.
So yeah, it's been 2 months. That's usually when I wait for this kind of stuff to go away, and then I go see a doctor. So now I have to go find a doctor.
Oh, good luck.
But to finish my story, so I can get out of here. Whatchamacallit? I went to the doctor, and he basically was a douchebag and told me that there's nothing wrong with me. And said that if you couldn't really swallow, you would be drooling all over yourself. So apparently I got house at the doctor.
Did you go to Keith's doctor?
No, get out.
Awesome. I'm going to say that I think you're both fine. I think you're both perfectly healthy. And I'm.
It went away on its own, but now I just have no love for food anymore.
Food is overrated, man. We'll talk about that later. Food is overrated. All you need is grapefruit juice and vodka to get yourself through a day, and it'll work out perfectly.
I've been enjoying food less because I can't eat like a full meal anymore because I'm going
to listen to what Deja's telling you.
It will never be the same again, Brian. Once you've almost died from eating and just like continuously choking on food for 2 months, and then you end up like a little Ethiopian child where you lose like 15 pounds in a month, which, by the way, great weight loss tip. Don't eat for 2 months.
Yeah,
you'll lose weight.
Yeah,
you'll
sadly,
like
I'm
a big
gaining,
stomach, though.
Sadly, I'm gaining weight. I don't know how this works out.
How does that happen?
I'm not eating, and yet I'm still gaining weight.
Awful. I'm just flipping it to you at night.
I think it's all that food. The gelatinous filth is like high in calories. Apparently,
he's cutting his Coke with sugar.
So that's happening.
Oh, and that happened. Deja, thanks.
I gotta go drive Heath at this conversation.
Awesome. Deja, thanks so much. And Hooligan Jim, thank you, my friend, for calling with some medical advice. I hope you'll be – could we get you on speed dial for whenever we need some medical advice during the show? Oh, he put us on hold already. He just hung up on his
son. He actually saves people regularly, like 24 hours a day.
He's a hooligan.
Yeah, well, go save us. Save us. All right, so much for that. I don't know. It's bestinshowradio.com, here in Heroes Talk, thing you do with your ears, place to be. All sorts of filthiness, disgusting, we're a nightmare, we hang out, we just like to chill. What's going on with you, Fred?
Nothing. Brian brings up, has some health issues, I guess, if you could call it health issues.
Health.
Yeah, healthy.
And on that topic, you know, this is not vile, but it's more about bones.
What?
Have you ever broke a bone, Chris?
I've broken quite a few bones.
Really? I have never, thank God, broken a bone in my life.
You don't believe in God.
The night's young.
Well, I do. I'm not going to believe in God when I break a bone. God doesn't exist to me. Right now he does because I've never broken a bone before in my life. And I thank God. What, you've broken many bones?
I've broken my wrist. I've broken my nose. I've broken 9 of my 10 fingers. I've broken my collarbone. I've broken my ankle.
How'd you break your collarbone?
I broke my ankle. I broke my right ankle 3 times, my left ankle once. I'm trying to think of
what was the most memorable. Like, how did
happen? The collarbone sucked balls.
Yeah, that's what I mean. How did it happen? What did you do?
I was playing tag football in the schoolyard where I obviously went to school, and the tag was a little bit hard as I was tagged into a concrete wall.
What was the girl's name that broke it?
Stephanie Latrowski, and I feel really bad about the whole thing. Yeah, I got crushed, and my collarbone was broken, and I was in. I was in like traction for quite some time.
Well, how did it happen? A hit? It was a tackle?
I was tackled into a wall during a two-hand touch game.
Oh my God!
And I got news for you. They sent me home. Like, all right, he's fine. He just needs to rest. He's got a bruise. Like, I had a broken collarbone. You son of a bitch!
They put some like icy hot on it.
You look like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, it was rough. Like, they never called a doctor. Sent me home with my aunt. Laid on my aunt's couch as she tried to load me up on pills, because that's how my family deals with things. And when it didn't work, then we went to the doctor later and said, hey, you see that thing underneath his neck that has a crack in it? That's a broken bone. And yeah, and I was in traction for a little while, and I wore a brace for a long time. It was awesome.
Wow. Bri, break a bone? How many bones did your parents break?
I've broken my ankle.
And my brother's face 16 times when he pissed me off.
I've broken my ankle, I think 4, maybe 5 times.
Pogo sticking, trying to do
all skateboarding. Runs. All skateboarding accidents. They're all pretty bad. I mean, I hear.
Don't you have like a? Didn't you like shatter something in your like lower leg or something?
There was the growth plate of the ankle. It's the actual part of the bone, the lower part of the bone that grows. It's like a little bit, it's easy apparently to separate from the rest of the bone, and that got, like sort of cut right off, and then it floated down to underneath my foot. So they had to take like, they had to cut into it and take a metal plate and bolts and screw it to the bone. Wow. So I had to like wear that. And I did that 5 different times until the last time that it happened, my doctor just decided it was a waste of his time. Like, it's a good 10 hours of surgery, and he's like, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. So he put me in a full leg cast from my, like, foot up to my groin for easily, like, 18 months, like a good year and a half total from beginning to end.
What grade were you
in? I had graduated.
26.
I graduated high school, and in the middle of it, I started my first year of freshman college in, like, you know, way out of town. I was on my own. I'm like,
Wayback machine?
Yes, in the Wayback machine.
Get any sympathy lays in your first year in college?
No, because I was still kind of a freak, and I was in a very conservative...
You're saying that as if that ever ended.
Crutches or a wheelchair?
Oh, yeah, crutches. And it was, like I said, a full cast. It's not like something you can take off.
No,
and
totally.
By that time, it stank. Like, I was wearing, it was one of those, you know, old-timey, whatever.
Paper mache looking.
Exactly. Things. And it just smelled like, you know, a sock that hadn't been washed for like 9 months. It was awful. And it's like, I had to wrap it in a garbage bag in the morning when I woke up and hobble down with like a towel wrapped around my thing to go take a shower in the public showers. And people will run by and rip the towel out from under me, and I'd just be like this cripple with like a filthy, smelly, yeah, it was awful. And plus my head's all shaved up, and I'm in an engineering school, which are like ultra conservative Republican.
Brian, please tell me you didn't have anyone sign your cast. Please
no,
tell
I never.
Me.
No, I never let. It. I don't think I let anyone. When wait, that's not entirely true. After when I went back for break and they cut off the upper part, so I only had a half cast.
Okay.
Then like, hey, my friends saw me and they were able to like sign their stuff, but I didn't want anyone.
What did they sign?
I don't even remember now. It was just crap. Yeah, just stupid crap.
You're
no one
douche.
Ever signs any.
You're a douche.
See, that would have been cool. That would have been something to talk about. No one signs anything good on those things.
Keith, do you ever break a bone?
Does a toe count?
Yeah, a bone.
Yeah.
How would
you know if you broke a toe?
Because you know, man. It swells up. It's all bent out of shape. But there's nothing you can do for a toe.
Really? You can't cast it up?
I broke a pinky finger and a pinky toe. That's it.
Can't get a full leg cast for a toe?
No, you can. Nobody signs anything. They don't sign your toe.
So a toe
unless
in a...
the name, like, you know, T.
Would you break a toe in your finger, you said?
No, I broke a pinky toe on my and a pinky finger.
A pinky toe and a pinky finger. How'd you do that?
At the same
time?
Yes, I was dancing.
How'd you break the pinky finger? What happened?
I was
drinking tea.
Playing basketball in gym class, actually. What? Yeah, I wasn't dainty enough. I was playing basketball in gym class, and I went to catch the ball, and it hit directly on the...
You jammed your pinky.
Yeah, so I jammed it bad, and it was broken and all swollen, and the doctor put a little splint on it and said, yeah, take that off tomorrow.
Keith, what position did you play in basketball?
Water boy?
He was the ball.
High school. I played one of five guys standing around the half court.
Dude, I understand perhaps the most painful bone to break in the world is a collarbone. The people who it's happened to just say... It's the worst, and it takes forever to heal, and it never heals quite right. Does it still hurt you, Chris, from time to time?
Like in rainy days?
All of my broken bones hurt. All the bones that I did break still hurt.
Really?
From day to day. Like when it's very humid out, I feel it, wah, 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 wah. But like I feel that stuff all the time. I know when the bad storm's coming. I feel it, specifically the collarbone. The collarbone, like, it vibrates through my whole existence.
Dude, that doesn't happen to me. I bet my ankle is, you can see the marks in the skin from the staples. Like, it looks like it's been worked on a lot. I look like I got Frankenstein ankles.
I specifically remember seeing your ankle and thinking it was a hideous thing.
It's pretty bad. But I never like feel when it's raining or it doesn't throb or none of that special spidey senses happen.
Well, Chris, when you say traction, how in depth? What do you mean by traction? They had like a whole like metal thing going around. Like
no, I didn't. I didn't have like the halo. I was in traction. I was in like a cast over the top of my body, okay. And I was like sitting there.
Oh, so your arms dangled like a scarecrow, like for a while.
Yes. Really? Wait, that's not a scarecrow. That's a
Burgess Meredith. That's a scarecrow.
Yeah. No, I was in an upper body cast, sitting in a bed, taking Tylenol with codeine, and no, you didn't get to rock so much. You just like sat there.
Did you do the robot?
Yeah, I did. I did the non-moving robot, like it's just in there still. Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that's bad.
That's awful.
And you were in that for how long? The traction?
I was
months.
I was in the third grade, dude. I don't know.
Third grade. This was. You didn't sue. Your parents never sued for that. Like that. You got
sued for what?
This was at school, right?
Yeah. That a kid tackled somebody. I don't know. No, there was no suing involved. My parents sued over my broken wrist years later, but no, I don't.
What do you mean broken wrist? What happened?
I was I went down a ramp at a roller skating rink and accidentally over the fact that it was so limp. But I went down a ramp at a roller skating rink that just didn't make any sort of sense in the positioning of it. Like there was a counter right in front of us. I crashed into it and smashed myself. It's a great story,
sued,
right?
They sued.
That's what I like to call one of Chris's anecdotes with neither humor nor point. I like to tell those every now and again.
Well, they got money from it.
Yeah.
Jay Carter asked in the chat room, when you were in traction, did your mother ever hang laundry off of you?
Well, obviously. I mean, we had, like, metal things all around to dangle things off of. What else?
Like, you're just standing there all day.
I was stood there nude constantly, just nude and casted.
Rob, you ever broke a bone, Rob?
No. Thank God, no.
Never?
Never. Believe me, I was on a skateboard. You know, the old skateboarding accidents. You fly off, you land on your back, and you go, ah! And you like feel like you're paralyzed and you can't breathe.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, God, oh, yeah. The worst.
Nah, bro, I used to rip. I don't know anything about this. I landed every trick I ever tried.
When I was holed up, usually whenever I break my ankle, I was basically just sitting in front of the television for long amounts of time, and I would pick up something.
That's what happened?
Yeah. I learned how to solve the Rubik's Cube, I think, the first time I did it, and then I learned how to juggle the second time. I think the third time I broke my ankle, I discovered Whippets. Like, I didn't even know Whippets existed. That'll I was actually...
Wait, hold on a second. Do you mean Whippet, the fake Rubik's Cube game from the 80s? Or do you mean Whippets, like the... Yo, dude.
I'm eating whipped cream out of a canister, and then, like, I dozed forward a little too much, and all the stuff came out instead of the whipped cream, And I got a head buzz immediately. I was like, what the hell is this? And all my friends. I
told
all my friends.
Yeah, CO2 cartridges. Oh, absolutely. The CO2 cartridges with the balloons.
I've never done that, but I watched a friend of mine do that and pass out. Like, his lips were blue and he was unconscious. It was
your brain just goes boing, 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 boing.
I never did Whippets. It's awful. I did Rush.
Yeah,
get the little bottle and
you know what?
Like a headache and your ears closed for 30 seconds. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's shoe polish or something like that. It's some sort of... Yeah, my buddy gave that to me and I drank some of it. And I'm like, no! You don't drink it. You snort it.
As Deja says in the chat room, and back to the drug show.
And well, we've gone through the filth and the sex. We got that one.
Keith, how'd you break your pinky toe?
Oh, man. See, it's a bad story.
A bad story.
Awesome.
I can imagine.
Gold.
I was 16 years old.
The pinky toe is the gayest bone on your body.
I don't know how old I was, but I was supposed to go...
Is the pinky toe the gayest bone on your body?
I will go so far as to say that you could remove a pinky and you shouldn't even feel it.
Exactly. Thank you.
You know what? The loser of the mustache competition needs to cut their pinky toe off.
I'm in. I would rather lose a pinky toe than grow a mustache.
I'm going to go so far as to say, for the show, seriously, hanging out as bros... Someone's calling. No. I would cut off a pinky toe for the show.
I'll ice that up right now. Numb it. Let's do it.
I don't think that it'll do anything for us, though, other than I won't have a toe.
You apparently lose balance. Like, you have a significant...
I don't have any anyway, so I'm good.
I think, Brian, I think that's your big toe that you're going to lose balance. I don't think that... I only think those are your two big toes that you'll
lose
balance.
Keith has got a story to tell.
I was 16 years old. It was 1990.
And you cut your toe off.
David Bowie was doing his supposed final concert.
His butt was that tight?
His final tour.
And
I was going to record the last show, which was, like, in London or something, and I was going to, you know, hit record on the cassette player, so I went running into the living room because it started ahead of time.
It was a David Bowie accident.
A DBA, they call it. Hooligan Jim can vouch for that. They call those DBAs in the business. And I went running.
Don't tell me you slipped trying to record a David Bowie concert and broke your pinky toe, please.
No, I didn't. I ran without shoes or socks, and my toe hit the leg of a table and just bent like 75% downwards.
You broke the gayest bone in your body for the gayest dude in the world. How ironic is that?
He slipped on a tube of lipstick.
And then twice after that, because my toe was swollen and out and I was walking funny, I banged it hard twice.
Your toe was out, my friend. It was way out. Did you go to the doctor? And did you explain to the doctor how you broke it?
No, I didn't go to the doctor. I went to the doctor actually the next day, and he said, yeah, there's nothing you could do. It's a broken toe. The broken pinky toes can't be fixed.
Did the doctor say, how'd you do this, Keith? And you were like, I ran to record a David Bowie.
Said I heard Ashes to Ashes start and had to go.
Oh, I understand. So did you lose any balance?
Just in my heterosexuality or in my toe? Either way, no. I was good. No. It hurt like a mother effer.
How long did it take to heal?
Like maybe three
weeks
before it
stopped
hurting.
It was
his
toe, not his heel. It was his toe.
And did you use a cane? Did you use a cane or a crutch or something?
No, I walked on it.
But you limped on it, you mean. You had a little limp for a while.
I guess for a couple days, yeah, I limped, yeah. But what was I going to do? It hurt.
Did that little piggy stay home?
As Garlic points out in the chat room, this little faggot went to market.
Ah,
and those were the only two bones, right? Pinky toe, pinky finger.
That's it. Only two ever.
Probably
never broke any of the bones.
The two gayest bones in your body you broke.
What am I going to tell you, bro?
I heard about people breaking their penis. Is that a real thing?
No.
I heard about people breaking their penis.
Stop it.
Like, A friend of ours.
Good guy.
Real, real good guy. I mean, he's a friend of ours. Like, he knows some guys I know. A friend of ours, a friend of ours, actually of all of us here. Actually, no, you guys don't know. No,
if
Keith,
you break your penis, are you a guy?
Yes. Ish. No, a guy that we used to know was with a young lady friend who decided to maybe dance to and fro, maybe and move about in a wild manner, and maybe made something pop during activities that he had a bruise about his whole nether regions for a long, long time. I don't know if that's breaking. It's not a bone, per se.
No, it's not.
All right, let me ask you something. Because
I love that you grunt. No.
It's blood. That's all that an erection is. It's not a bone. It's a large collection of blood in a pocket of muscle.
Ustreamer 7889 is pointing out to me, yes, Chris is right. You can bruise your penis. But
you can bruise
I love, but more importantly, I'm getting messages from other Ustreamers talking about cock push-ups at this point.
What?
Dad. Come on, it's the deep, bro.
Let me ask you something. And I'm going to try to not be too graphic right now.
I just said the word cock, so.
I understand, but like dudes talking about like sexual acts is kind of gross, you know. But there's times when somebody could be, a certain sexual act could be going on, and perhaps the person gets a little overzealous and jumps off completely, maybe say, and comes down really hard, and it effing hurts. Like, you can't even believe. And I'll tell you right now, man, it hurts for a few days.
Yeah.
So you got broken.
I don't know about broken.
You snapped it in half. It was done.
Pained. I call it pained.
You had to wear a splint after the fact.
For how long?
For how long did it hurt?
Yeah,
a couple
yeah.
days.
Really?
Has that not happened? Has that
it
not
hurt
happened
for a couple days?
Happened.
It hurt for a couple days, and then when...
she was riding you, and she rode you the wrong way, and
no,
kind of went the wrong angle.
Out.
Jumped off and tried to jump back on, and maybe didn't work it out so good.
Dismount.
Didn't aim right.
Bad dismount.
She's high-diving onto your
It was another shine. Freak David Bowie incident.
So she came down on it, and it came down on it the wrong way.
She got a little overzealous, jumped off, jumped back on, and didn't make it.
Did it, like, fold in half? did your penis fold in half the wrong way?
Hold your arm up like this.
Okay.
Right? Now hold
That's
it
That's not
the
length of your penis, though, but we'll simulate.
No, it's like
it's actually 48 feet long.
Okay, so I'm holding it up.
And then, like, just hold your finger out, basically, and then just, like, press the palm of your hand against your finger and watch what happens.
So, yeah, it bends
watch
in half.
Watch how your finger bends, yeah.
Whoa.
And you know what? It feels that way, too. But it's not a bone. It's
cartilage.
Okay.
Cartilage.
So cut it off, then. It won't hurt.
Cartilage. I mean, no, I understand it hurt. That has happened to me, and I'm sure it's happened
and
to both of
happened.
You as well.
You see, my
No, it's never
My happened. Penis goes... up. It doesn't go, like, straight out. It kind of, like, curves upwards.
Yeah, but if
so,
she's on
like,
top or something. If she's on
migraine boy, 9.75 for difficulty, 4.5 for dismount.
That's what I was saying. That's a bad dismount.
Wow. And you know what? Our buddy Hooligan Jim, the medical advisor for the show now, is putting up the link for Wikipedia for penile fracture.
Yes, thank
it's
you.
It's considered a fracture, which is a break. It's awful. It's hideous. It's disgusting. Gnarls me out. I hate
Never
it.
Happened?
No, of course not. It's not even real. It gnarls me out. It makes me feel disgusting and hideous. Just like Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk. It's a thing that you do with your big stupid ears on the side of your face. And it's also the hot, hot, hot place to be.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door, and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall, a splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob. It
the house that I live in is haunted. I've heard funny noises of late. For one evening in the back kitchen elsewhere, I saw a man's shadow go creeping in there. When I told the wife, she said, "Hush, it's a ghost, and you'd better get off to bed. Keep out of his way, don't let him see you. Every man that he looks at drops dead. I'm terrified out of my life. I'd leave the house but for the wife. Our house is haunted. I'm sure there's a ghost in the house."
It's a ghost, bro.
Sorry, I got confused for a second. I didn't understand what's happening.
Boom.
There's a ghost in our house here on Best in Show Radio.
What's that? Is that like a show? Or a program?
Best in Show is a radio show, but it's on HearUsTalk.com, which is the thing to do and the place to be with your ears.
The thing with your ears and the place to call at 877-744-6405. You want to be a part of this. You know what? I just want to help everybody out because I know you're a little uncomfortable. You felt like you were missing it. I just want to make sure you know what's going on with it and everything's cool. Wait, I got a little confused and hit the wrong thing.
Boogeyman.
It's Best in Show. You know, we're hanging out. It's a very, very magical night here. It's All Hallows Eve. We're hanging out, having a good time. And I figure, hey, you know what? I've got a mustache. I've got a game show. I figure we're going to hang out, enjoy ourselves, and, you know, do what we can for the show. You know what? Why don't I just play the theme song for the game show, and maybe that will explain what everything is, right? It'll make it clear.
It's a game show.
Doesn't that clear everything up? Oh, I forgot I put Boogeyman in there. Whoops. I know.
Was that what's happening? Or I think I'll go for a walk outside now.
No, you guys understand. It's a game show. It's a game show. Oh, man, I never hit play right when I try. And my whole thing is just frozen. For America, it's a game show.
It's a game show.
I'm just saying, it's a game show here. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to lift. I'm going to take some things from the past, and I'm going to lift and steal from my friend Keith as we move on. For those of you who don't know, I'm a gentleman. I'm a traveler. I sit about and around and do what I can. And every Saturday morning, me and my 4-year-old daughter, we just hang out. We screw around. We smash things in the house and hope my wife doesn't care about what we've done. We make a magical just mystery tour of what our house is. And a lot of this involves the internet. A lot of it involves a lot of TV programs. And a lot of the TV programs that exist now in this day is something that confuses me a little bit. Children's TV shows confuse me. And you know what? Of all time, every children's TV show is a weird, stupid, odd, doesn't make sense sort of thing. And as I'm watching these TV shows that my kid watches every week, I say, Christ almighty, who I don't believe in. How was someone able to pitch this? How was someone able to make this into a show? It doesn't seem like it's real. It seems like it's non-realistic. I'm sure that I can pitch a game show. By game show, I mean kids show. And get it out on the air. So I say, hey, you know what? Just like my friend Keith does, that's not even a real TV show. That's not even a real movie. Well, today it's That's Not Even a Real Kids Show, or as I like to call it, it's a game show.
It's It's a game show.
And there's a boogeyman involved with it as well. Screw it. It's all
involved. And the wombats right after that.
Oh, my God. I'll listen to it 116 times. So what I was hoping, as I said earlier in the show, I would say that the winner of today's game show here on Best in Show does not have to grow a mustache.
Please let me win.
And the losers, every single loser, at least grow a mustache till Thanksgiving. Can we pull that off? Can we pull that off for the show? Because the thing is, we never pay off.
But we always pay. I always pay.
You paid once. There's been one payoff in the history of our show. You.
Okay.
Grow a mustache till Thanksgiving. Join me as I embark and I look to go out there just like Magnum and hang out.
Fred, who could go 7 years without growing any facial hair, is worried about having to grow a mustache. That's the best part of all this.
I'm down. I guess
he just misses the razor scraping across his upper lip.
Dude, if I gotta do it for the show, I'll do it for the show.
You know, and I hope you do. Here's the gist behind the show.
I really am not down.
What we're gonna do is there are gonna be four questions, only four questions.
Oh boy.
And whoever has the best score of the four wins. I'm hesitant as to whether I should be inviting Rob Giggs onto the game show, considering that he has an unfair advantage in the fact that he has a child who watches a lot of shows, but he's invited anyway. And we're going to enjoy ourselves. I'm going to pose to you, much like Mike Walker's celebrity gossip game on the Howard Stern show, because nothing is original, much like Keith's That's Not a Real Movie game show here, we're going to put out, and by we, I mean E, we are going to hang out. I'm going to name three plots to three children's television shows, and you're going to tell me which one's not a real show.
And it's only four of them, so we have to get it right.
No. I have 12.
Oh, okay. Good.
There are four questions.
Good.
And so, guys, please keep score. I'm going to ask all of you at the same time. We'll go around the table, and you can answer it. Maybe you should write them down. I didn't think that far in advance because I don't really worry about all that stuff. I just, you know, do game shows. You love when I play these things over and over again, don't you?
I
want to
hear the song.
It's a game show.
Oh, sorry.
I want to
hear the whole song.
So we're going to start off right off the bat. No teaser, just right off.
Hey.
We're gonna go with. I guess as Keith has done it in the past, like you do like a topic for the question. This question is young girls. Young girls.
Won't you take my order?
So there are going to be three shows that I'm going to describe here that all involve young girls. Can you tell me which one's a real show and which one's not even a real kid's show?
I have no writing apparatus. I have...
I don't know. Bite your finger off and write it in blood.
Okay.
Number one. A preteen girl works in her uncle's shoe repair shop where she regularly tries on strangers' footwear and gets whisked off to relive adventures that the shoes were involved in. Guys, got that?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Number one, a preteen girl works in her uncle's shoe repair shop. By the way, put your computer screens down. A preteen girl works in her uncle's shoe repair shop where she regularly tries on strangers' footwear and gets whisked off to relive adventures that the shoes were involved in. Pedophilia is being said in the chat room. That's the first, you know, young girls. Young girls. Number two. A middle school hall monitor uses her keen sense of hearing to learn the storied history of her town by listening to the words spoken to her by the walls of the school.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. The walls do have ears.
I think they do. A middle school...
Wes Craven.
Wait a second. There's 12 questions and there's four...
Oh, he's doing three at a time, right?
I'm doing three at a time, bro. Don't worry about it. It's question one.
Wait, what are we guessing? What is real and
which
what
is one is real?
Okay.
There's only one real. A middle school hall monitor uses her keen sense of hearing to learn the storied history of her town by listening to the words spoken to her by the walls of her school. By the way, all these descriptions written by me based on what I... by my,
what you think they mean.
My crazy brain and what my TV sees every week.
Oh, I hope that school's in the Bronx.
And the last one.
I hope you have to work there.
And none of these make sense because all three of these are just stupid shows and shouldn't exist. A pink-haired adolescent hides in a cardboard box in her room when problems arise. Using chalk, she draws the reality she'd rather see on the walls of the box.
That's Vanessa at 15.
Okay, so we choose...
A pink-haired adolescent hides in a cardboard box in her room when problems arise. Using chalk, she draws the reality she'd rather see on the walls of the box.
Okay, so this is question number one. We choose A, B, or C.
Or just say what it is.
I thought we were keeping track.
Right.
No, no, we're going to say
I'll keep track of who has an answer right and stuff like that.
Are we going to answer right now, Chris? Is that the thing?
I think you should answer right now. Fred, right off the bat. Is it the girl with the shoes? Is it the girl who hears things? Is it the girl who writes with chalk on cardboard?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with number two because I think that's like the most normal type of normal yet not normal thing.
Is hearing walls talk to you think is normal. I'm just saying as a friend.
I could see them going. I could see the plot. I could see it. I could see it. Two. I'm going with two.
So that's the real show or that's the fake show?
I'm picking the real show, right?
No, there's two real ones, one fake one.
Fake show.
Then it's one. Then it's the girl with the shoes.
Okay.
What? All right.
We're picking the fake show.
We're playing a game show.
All right. The shoes I know. Hold is wait, real. What are the other?
Let's hear the maybe theme. You didn't understand what the theme song of the show was. Let me point it out to you.
Reruns running for the truck.
It's a game show.
Now, don't you understand?
Vincent Price.
Right. We got three TV shows for kids here. One where a girl's trying on shoes, one where a girl's listening to walls, one where she's drawing reality on cardboard with chalk.
Pick the fake one.
The girl does not listen to walls.
Listening to Walls is the fake show.
I know the shoes is real, so I'm going to say the drawing is real as well.
Okay.
Brian? I think the shoes are fake.
I think the shoes are fake. Rob Giggs, even though you have an unfair advantage, being that you have a young child.
Actually, I got the monitor off, and I don't even know if things are recording or going through, so because you said shut the monitors off.
Turn the monitor on. Turn the monitor on.
I'll be a trooper. I will grow the mustache with the loser. I got to produce the show and
so you're not going to play, but you're going to grow a mustache.
Yeah! See, now we're talking about championships. So you got all three.
I got your three answers.
Answers, Chris, right?
Okay. Just so you guys know, Pinky Dinky Doo is actually a real television program where a pink-haired adolescent hides in a cardboard box in her room when problems arise.
Yes.
Using chalk, she draws the reality she'd rather see on the walls of her room.
Mm-hmm. What's the other real
That's
one?
Real.
Franny's Feet is an actual real show where a preteen girl works in her uncle's shoe repair shop where she regularly tries on strangers' footwear and gets whisked off to relive adventures that the shoes were involved in.
I knew that because it was based on a series of children's books that were referenced in the movie You've Got Mail, which I said last week I repeatedly watched in the past.
Wow. Wow. I wasn't aware.
Did anyone get that right? Keith got it right or we all got
Keith
it wrong?
Keith got it right.
Keith got it right. You and Brian both got it wrong. So Keith is up 1-0. There's only three questions left, gentlemen. On the game show, I don't even feel like playing it. I don't feel like playing it. Oh wait, I did.
It's a game show.
All right. So the next question here, and this is a special subsection of the show, where it's celebrity voices, celebrity
Fred
voices,
Mertz.
A group of teens are sucked into a computer where their math skills and a bird voiced by Gilbert Gottfried. Wait, sorry. I didn't even write this in English. A group of teens are sucked into a computer where they use their math skills and the help of a bird voiced by Gilbert Gottfried to protect Motherboard from the attacks of Hacker.
Gilbert Gottfried's working again? That's fake.
You guys got that one, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. We're still choosing what's fake.
What is the fake show? Okay. That's the way we're going
Aladdin
through
this. Aladdin 2. Aladdin 2. It's where Chris
In other words, hey, that's not really a show.
It's not really a show, or it's a game show, as I like to call it. Next one. A docile octopus voiced by the Wonder Years' Fred Savage and his pet hot dog stroll around Big City, embarking on adventures with a living plant named Daisy and Johnny Snowman, who runs the neighborhood ice cream shop. Do you need me to read that again?
Nope.
Certainly not.
Please don't.
And the last choice for question number two. Mark Hamill voices Pilton, a hotel owner whose time is occupied by preventing his patrons from discovering that the hotel's head chef and his best friend is a panda bear whose curiosity sparks challenges. Fred answered first last time. It's up to you, Keith.
I think the Fred Savage show. Well, what was the second one? Fred Savage? Mm-hmm.
Fred Savage's, he's a docile octopus voiced by
the
Wonder Years, Fred
That's
Savage.
That's fake. Stop
and
it.
His pet hot dog. What? Sorry, Brian. What's the fake show?
I'm also thinking that one is fake because it's just too rambunctious, but there's a part of me that thinks that
That likes hot dogs.
Way over the top. I'm going to have to go with my instinct. Fred is out of work.
What's the third one? Who's the actor in the third one, Chris?
Mark Hamill. Voices Pilton, a hotel owner whose time is occupied by preventing his patrons from discovering that the hotel's head chef and his best friend is a panda bear whose curiosity sparks challenges.
The fact that it's Mark Hamill almost made me on that one.
I'm going to say Mark Hamill because he does the voices for, like, other big cartoons. So I'm going to go with Mark Hamill. I'm going to go with Mark Hamill as a fake one.
That's the fake show.
We're all picking the fake one, right?
Right.
Okay.
You two guys picked the octopus?
The one to use.
And you picked...
Star Wars.
Fred Savage's money. He's doing it.
Well, just so you guys know, a group of teens where a group of teens are sucked into a computer
Everyone knows that
their meds goes, that's Cyber Chase.
That's Tron.
It's maybe the greatest show. It's Star Wars.
I watched that at work on Saturday mornings.
It's a good show. It's a fine Tron show. My daughter and I love it. Challenging math questions. It's exciting and everything else.
What's the other real one?
I will say that every night at 10 p.m., my daughter and I like to sit around and watch Oswald. Oswald is a special octopus who hangs out with his friend Weenie Dog as they walk through this crazy town known as Big City. Fred, you are correct because Mark Hamill has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, and money. He had Star Wars money.
And what other big cartoons is Mark Hamill involved?
He does the Joker.
He does the Joker on the Batman animated series.
Oh, he does? I didn't know
that's
that.
That's the reason why I pulled his name out.
So me and Keith, 1-1.
You and Keith, 1-1.
I see.
Brian, nothing.
I so don't want to grow this mustache. I will hate if I grow a mustache.
You can't.
Exactly.
So you're coming at this at like a different angle. You don't want the shame factor of like, hey, guys, I haven't shaved
I'm
yet.
Less of a man.
I haven't shaved yet. Some hairs fell off.
Hanging out. Good times. Best in show. Bestinshowradio.com. We're doing a game show, right? What's the name of that game show?
I don't know. What is it, Chris? Tell me.
No one really knows what I'm talking about.
It's a game show.
It's a game show called It's a Game Show here on Best in Show. This next question doesn't have a topic anymore because I was frantically trying to come up with topics. We got three serious shows here. Kids shows.
We got two more questions, right?
Two
more questions.
But these are three shows that I'm going to throw out there to you. You're going to tell me which one is real. We're going to start with you, Brian, just so you know.
Which one is real?
Fake. And by real, I mean fake.
Which one is really fake?
Exactly. Hey, Brian. While keeping their true identity secret, a young girl and her pet monkey are a crime-fighting duo that uses superior vocabulary skills to fight villains like the Butcher and Whammer.
The guy we interviewed?
Yes. The guy we interviewed about his horror site. If you didn't get that, it was while keeping their true identity secret, a young girl and her pet monkey are a crime-fighting duo that use their superior vocabulary skills to fight villains like the Butcher and Whammer. Question two. Mm-hmm. Meats, fruits, and vegetables in a restaurant kitchen embark on adventures that are episodically resolved just in time for the meals to be carried away on a dinner plate. The show's standout hit song is called There's a Party in My Tummy.
That's good.
Classy.
It's good. It's good. And number three of this pointless topic is a Chinese Siamese cat gets herself into all sorts of situations while not tending to her regular job as the emperor's calligrapher, penning governmental edicts with ink and her tail. These are the three stupidest show premises ever in the history of the world, but only one is fake. Two exist.
I actually think the first two are interesting shows, and I might actually watch them. The third sounds like ridiculous communist propaganda, so I'm going to have to say three.
So as much as you'd like it.
Yeah, I'd watch that one. But and kids are stupid if they're watching this crap.
So you're going with three is the fake
three,
one, Bri?
Three.
By the way, I'm just sending messages to the people that are sending me the right answers, and I'm congratulating them when they win because they know what's up.
What does a Chinese Siamese cat's eyes look like? Are they round? Are they... go on. What was
that
again?
I'm not going to go so far as that. So we're talking about... while keeping their true identity secret, a young girl and her pet monkey are a crime-fighting duo that use superior vocabulary skills to fight villains like the Butcher and Whammer.
Sounds real.
Meats, fruits, and vegetables in a restaurant kitchen embark on adventures that are episodically resolved just in time for these meals to be carried away on a dinner plate. The show's standout hit song is "There's a Party in My Tummy." Mm-hmm.
You couldn't come up with that. That's real.
That you see,
a Chinese Siamese cat gets herself into all sorts of situations while not tending to her regular job as the emperor's calligrapher, penning governmental edicts with ink and her tail.
I'm going with two, because you couldn't come up with the governmental edicts on your own. I'm going with two.
Well, just so you understand, the description of the description of every show was written by me, based on either my knowledge of the show or my stupid brain making stuff up.
How long did you spend on that thesaurus to come up with this game?
16 weeks. 16 weeks.
I'm going with two.
Unix.
Two is the fake one?
I'm going with two because you love food. I'm thinking he's going with two.
Two is the one that he would come up with if he came up with any of them.
I'm going with two. I was thinking one, but the only reason I'm going with two is because I know VeggieTales exists already, and I don't think there's another one that includes meats, so I'm going to say that two is fake.
Okay, so we got two two meat and vegetables, and we've got one Chinese Siamese cat.
Look at these.
Well, obviously, you guys both know that Word Girl is a real show.
Duh.
Word Girl, she hangs out with her friend Mr. Huggy Face, and they fight villains
and
with their vocabulary.
And I cheated because I knew that from your daughter, but
whatever. Of course, because we all love the butcher, who, by the way...
I love that he butchers the human language.
No,
no. Language, right?
The butcher fights by throwing meat out of his hands.
Okay.
Pastrami attack and shoots pastrami out of his hands. It's the greatest show ever in the history of television. And it's actually a really funny show, and I enjoy it. But that's obviously not correct. It's a real show. Know what else is? Sagwa, you're my best friend. Sagwa, the Chinese Siamese cat, really does use her tail to something government edicts, blah, 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 blah.
Commie propaganda. No wonder why.
I think we're at the point officially now that we can say that Brian's lost. Brian's growing a mustache. But we've got a tie for the winner as we go into the final question here on the game show. And what is that? Boogeyman.
Wouldn't it be fair if we were both able to use our computers right now to get the answers?
It's a game show.
Oh, great. Deja, by the way, points out that she thinks she's the winner because she has no idea what the answers are because she's not a pedophile. Just pointing that out.
Yeah.
This is the last question.
And for
gentlemen.
This, I have to grow a mustache.
What if we tie, by the way?
You both grow a mustache! I didn't think about math.
Backyardigans.
You should only name two, maybe?
What? And we have to make the third show in the backyard.
Entirely,
science again.
Entirely too thought out. I'm okay. Not going to go through all that trouble.
Do it.
Because we're doing a game show here. It's called It's a Game Show.
What is it called?
It's called... It's a Game Show.
It's a Game Show.
I just play it over and over again because I know my Green Boy loves the fact that I'm playing Boogeyman over and over again. Here it is, gentlemen. Do you have a mustache over the next month or do you not?
Oh, please let it be me.
A singer-songwriter moves into a house in the woods to focus on his music, but is regularly distracted by the insect-like fairies that live in his backyard and consistently look for his help.
Otherwise known as Chris's biography. Okay.
Obviously. A spider and her husband fight their natural instincts to prey upon other insects and adopt a mixed group of children, quote-unquote children, that include a bedbug, a dragonfly, and a beetle, amongst many others.
Commies.
Is this Monty's apartment, the bedbugs?
Brian's. Despite their differences, a dog named Percy and a cat named Trek work in unorthodox but productive ways, including cross-dressing as the other's species, to protect strays from being taken into the neighborhood pound.
I love how you think it's cross-dressing.
Chris, I know I'm going first. Just recap the three again. Just a quick recap.
Singer-songwriter, insect-like fairies looking for his help.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I'm going to be tempted.
If you guys tie, you guys do push-ups, and whoever stops first loses?
I'm going to be tempted if he answers first.
Yeah, you should write
down
your answers.
His answer.
Write your answer.
I almost want to not hear his answer.
I agree.
Write
them down.
So I'm going to leave. I'll come back next week.
No,
just write it down.
Chris,
without a mustache.
One more recap quick. Singer-songwriter's one.
A singer-songwriter moves to a house in the woods to focus on his music, but is regularly distracted by the insect-like fairies that live in his backyard that consistently look for his help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A spider and her husband fight their natural instincts to prey upon other insects and adopt a mixed group of children that include a bedbug, dragonfly, and beetle, amongst numerous others.
Mixed. Mm-hmm.
Despite their differences, a dog named Percy and a cat named Trek work in unorthodox but productive ways, including cross-dressing as the other species, to protect strays from being taken in to the neighborhood's pound. Gentlemen, write your answers down, because this is it.
This is shows, not movies.
We're naming the fake one.
What?
But I'm saying these are TV shows, not movies.
What? Yeah, no, oh, you didn't hear the name of the game show, did you? It's Game Show.
Shows.
It's a game show.
Boogie. It's these are television programs, but one of them isn't. This is what I hang out and watch with my daughter every Saturday morning. It's exciting. It's a good time. Is it a singer-songwriter? Is it a spider? Or is it a dog and a cat? That's your fake one, right?
Yes.
Kevin?
One more time, Chris. One more time. Singer-songwriter.
A singer-songwriter.
Can you use that show in a sentence?
A singer-songwriter.
Insects.
It's going to suck if you buy this guy's tie. I'd be really bummed.
Singer-songwriter. Gets the insects as a friend.
He moves to a house in the woods to focus on his music, but is regularly distracted by the insect-like fairies that live in his backyard that consistently look for his help.
Yeah, that reminds me of the hellhole.
A spider and her husband fight their natural instincts to prey upon other insects and adopt a mixed group of children that include a bedbug, dragonfly, and beetle, amongst numerous others.
That's retarded.
Despite their differences, a dog named Percy and a cat named Trek work in unorthodox but productive ways, including cross-dressing as the other species, to protect strays from being taken into the neighborhood pound. Gentlemen.
Tell us from the beginning of each show, starting with number one.
A singer-songwriter moves to a house in the woods to focus on his music. Yeah, that's Johnny and the Sprites. It's a real television program. You guys got it correct. And now we come to an impasse. Because both of you gentlemen picked number two. Miss Spider and Her Friends, which is actually a real television program.
So you both got it wrong, but it's still tied.
I don't know what to do. I didn't think this far through.
That's great. No, that you pulled a friend.
You want to make out one, you guys?
Could you guys do push-ups?
Can you think of two more? Can you think of two more kids shows?
Oh, maybe.
Can I think of two more kids shows? How about you guys go to your next topic? I'll come back with the next question. Does that work out?
For the record, if you had let me cheat, I would have won.
Chris,
by the way,
my answer is
number three.
You know what, Brian? You win the game show. You don't have to grow a mustache. Both of them do because they tied. That's what I think is the proper answer.
I'll be growing that immediately. Let me get on that.
I think people would want to see you grow the mustache more than me, Keith. Let's get real. Let's get real.
That's good stuff, bro. But
it's
you know, probably
Brian, and Rob. Come on.
Half-ass nonsense BS game shows, I don't grow mustaches for those.
What's up, Brian?
So, was it yesterday, the day before yesterday or something? It was, like, really windy and rainy out.
Yeah, it was Wednesday or Tuesday.
Yeah, it was something like that, like in the middle of the day. And perhaps you guys, that is Fred and Keith, is probably not the best people to talk about this, because you probably don't spend too much time during the week in Manhattan. But I can't tell you how often I am amazed by the amount, just the sheer numbers of broken umbrellas that litter the streets of Manhattan when it's raining and windy out. How does that happen? Like, literally, I'm not really exaggerating here, but every block, perhaps it's in the more populated areas, but you walk you'll see at least a dozen broken umbrellas just lying on the ground. Just lying on the ground.
I haven't been in Manhattan since the RXM radio show.
That was the last time you were in Manhattan?
Yes.
Wow, really?
Yeah, why do I go to Manhattan?
Dude, that was Valentine's Day. That was the day after Valentine's Day.
I haven't gone to Manhattan since then.
That's saying something.
You haven't been to, like, San Loco?
That's saying something. That's saying that I got a life and a job here on Staten Island.
I would go crazy to go get Apple Loco right now.
We'll do that after this.
You want to go get Apple Locos after
this? My treat, bro. I'm not kidding either.
Okay. We're in.
I'm fat and hungry. Wait,
wait, wait. I love it. Hey, guys, seriously, I was in the other room thinking about the game show.
Oh, that's it? You're not going to let me go to talk more about the weather?
No, you can. You can as much as you want.
on the Weather Channel when you get your job there.
I think, I mean, in the spirit of competition and spirit of friendship, we all tied. We all tied. We all lost.
So we all don't have to grow
Let's all grow mustaches for the show. It's 3 weeks, guys. 3 weeks. The day before Thanksgiving.
What happens if I shave it?
But why does it have to be...
What? I'm asking what happens if I shave it.
I don't know what happens. I don't know. Jesus kills you. Nothing
oh,
happens.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. You live... It's stupid and you decide to sabotage the
wait,
show.
Wait, wait, wait. Do you mean Jesus Gonzalez down the block? Because he'll fucking stab me.
Oh. Wow. Cursey Keith hanging out.
This is not Thursday. All right?
Sorry, I forgot.
Come on. Well, you don't have a choice. You're growing a mustache. It's a matter of whether Fred and Keith decide to man up and just be gentlemen because you know what? You guys battled.
You look so stupid right now.
I know, and you will too in a week.
I will grow the mustache, but only if the person that shaves it first grooms us, like Jay Carter had said. Every week, grooms us, gets a little scissor and grooms our mustache like a
I'll
real barber.
Oh, yeah, that means he's shaving tomorrow. That's not the
I'll wear a dress while I group you. I don't care about that.
No, we all have to grow it. Grow it for 3 weeks. I'm down with it, Chris. I'm down.
I mean, it was a game show. I don't know if you guys remember. I did a game show here on DestinShowMrRadio.com. It was a game show. I mean, it wasn't well thought out. It didn't have the payoff that we wanted to, but at least everyone's growing a mustache, show. Right?
Boogie.
Keith, only if Keith grows it if I'm going to.
Of course,
Keith grows
it's a team.
It, I'll grow it.
It's a team. We're all going to grow mustaches, right?
Till Thanksgiving.
Best in show. Here, mustaches, Thomas Magnum. Let's hang. Be bros. Mustaching it up. I've already got you guys beat by a week, so I should have been shaving already.
I cursed already, so I'll do it.
Yeah. So you're in, Fred?
I'm in.
At least there's a payoff.
Starting when? Monday.
No.
Starting today.
You
Yeah, there's
don't.
No more shaving at this point.
Just so we understand, the rules of the competition, and by competition
it's
I mean life.
Last. It's not going to last.
Shave one day a week. You only have to shave. Cause, so
I
you
can shave one day a week?
So you could build, no, not your mustache. Yeah. So you could build stubble up around so it looks like, all right, I'm a normal person. And then at least one day a week, you have to shave your face and leave nothing but the mustache.
You guys don't understand. I shave one day a week now, regularly. I mean, it's not going to be.
Not your mustache, though. You have
no,
to grow your mustache.
I'll shave the cheeks and the neck and everything, not the mustache.
Mustaches.
Okay.
Hanging out. Awesome.
We'll do it. I'll do
no,
it.
Really, I appreciate you guys coming together, manning up, being a part of the team here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Here and here's something you do at your ears, place to be. 877-744-6405. You want to be a part of it. Instant messengers. It's all sorts of good. I don't know. Chris, Brian, Keith, whatever. Speaking of, Brian, what's up?
Don't you guys want to talk about my umbrella story?
Oh, sorry. I forgot. So
sorry,
it was
Mary Poppins.
It was raining today. Wait.
There's got to be consequences to the mustache. I'm sorry to
No, go ahead. No, go right back
to the consequences. If you shave, you have to listen to Brian's umbrella story.
How about this as a consequence? If you shave, you get egged. You have to stand there in front
egged.
Of a wall, and everyone throws eggs at you. That has to be a consequence for shaving the mustache.
All right,
let's
get
real. Chris?
Hey, yeah, what? I don't care. I'm growing my mustache for years. I have another competition going on. Your 3 week bull crap means nothing to me.
I know, but Keith, you know, is going to shave as soon as he gets home.
It's not going to last for me. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to buy into it. I'm going to get gung ho. I'm going to get grossed out within like days.
Can I raise the bar?
Raise it.
First one to shave is off the show.
Awesome.
I'm
Fred,
shaving.
Fred
I'm
is shaving already.
Oh, I'm going to shave tonight.
I'm hoping Brian
cheers. All right, how about this? The first person to shave...
is off the show for the week. For the week.
...has a one-month suspension from the show, but you have to come here and sit here and not be able to talk. So you don't get a vacation. You just don't get to talk. 1 month. What do you say?
I'm so down with that. I am so down.
See,
with
in my
that.
Head, that says don't have to talk.
That's topic number eight of show prep is hard.
But listen, you have to be here. And believe me, the person that's not talking is going to get the S.
Wait, and the person who doesn't talk has to come with their topics every week. But they can't talk about them. We have to talk about them.
And you know the person that's not talking, Chris, is going to get just totally steamrolled.
Hooligan,
you know?
Jim brings up a good point. What if we talk?
Oh, my God.
No, your mic's not
going to
be on.
Your mic's not going to be on. You're dead.
Castration.
I love that idea because the person that's not talking is going to get so railed.
A month is a lot.
A week. 2 weeks.
I'm telling you right now, I'm committed to growing the mustache. I'm going to shave it off. It will get shaved off. I'm not going to be able to deal with growing a mustache. I cannot do it. I will try fail.
3 weeks, really?
If you want me to shut up for a couple days.
It's being suggested, much like Amy Winehouse. The loser of the competition has to drink a bottle of Jack Daniels in 1 minute.
It's like Amy Winehouse is a mustache.
Oh, wait. Maybe that's not a realistic one to talk about. Sorry. I'll
drink one for the whole show. I'd like to, actually.
I like the idea of a show punishment. I like the idea of a show penalty.
So do I.
1 week.
1 week show penalty.
You sit here. You have to come in with your topics. We have to discuss them. We lambast you. You don't get to
for
speak.
1 week?
Well, why isn't the punishment that you have to speak for 10 minutes straight with no one else talking? That's the punishment.
You intro the show for 15 minutes alone. Then you don't talk for 2 hours and 45 minutes. And you can't just say, you know my favorite Depeche Mode song is? Like, you actually have to have topics and go with them.
Route 66.
I can talk about
DRE 1988.
I could do Umbrellas for 15 minutes.
All right, I see where this is going. All right. Yeah, I'm in for that. Fine.
Oh, man, I'm shaving. I'm shaving right now.
Yeah, because you're an egomaniac.
Obviously. So wait, we have to stop after 15 minutes?
The first person to shave has to open the show for the first 15 minutes and not talk for the rest of the show.
Indeed.
That is a great punishment. Perfect. Because I don't know who could last for 15 minutes without it just being...
3 minutes, you're dead. 3 minutes, you're dead. And you don't get to look at the chat room to interact. It's just you. It's a monologue for 15 minutes.
So basically, we want to dive bomb the show. We're going to figure out a way to make the show horrifying.
Because that first 15 minutes is going to be the rest of the 2 hours and 45 minutes. Everyone's going to be talking about that person's first 15 minutes, how bad it was, and how they should quit radio.
That's a great punishment, Chris. That's great. Let's do it.
Sorry, I'm just blown away. I'm blown away right now.
I'll tell you, Brian's going to look the creepiest with the mustache. Brian or Rob Giggs is going to look the creepiest.
What about the loser?
I'm going to look Spanish. That's my problem. You know what? I'm going to go to a different ethnic route.
There's no way to prove this. I was going to say the loser should have to answer any questions they're asked truthfully. But
no, Fred is involved. Fred is involved. There will be no truthfulness. Yes, I killed a man in Vietnam, obviously. So that's where we're at. We're hanging out. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. I just want to point out a couple things if I can. We'll take a minute to say that we do this show, this dumb thing, once a week here every Thursday for my buddy Rob Giggs' house and hang out, chill out, and do whatever it is that we do. We have a good time with it. And if any of you out there have any sort of care or any sort of appreciation for this nonsense that we do, and it seems that at least a couple of you do, you maybe should hang out and maybe help the brothers out and do what you can to help us promote this thing, including our station, including such fine internet radio programming as the DJ New Style Show, maybe the funniest thing on the planet today, the Sunday morning massacre that is Keith and I sitting around drunk and crying to each other called Thursday. And do what you can. Become a part of the Heroes Talk Street team. Get in touch with us via Facebook, which is a magical little treat. Get in touch with us on the email and be a part of this thing because we're starting a grassroots movement to get things blowing up spots, as the kids say. That's what all the kids say in my neighborhood anyway, from my hood where I'm from.
On Mischief Night?
Well, obviously they're going to be egging dudes and the eggs are going to explode and say, you know, hear us talk when it hits people in the chest. So just throwing that out there, something I wanted to just get out there and make a point. Get in touch with me, sorry. Get in touch with all of us on Facebook and Instant Messenger and all the stuff just so we can get you involved and get you being a part of this. Speaking of getting involved, I want to take one other second to say special, sincere, bottom of my heart thank you to our buddy, Worst in Show Matt. who has done an unbelievably effing phenomenal job going back through our archives, answering the call, and helping us out in pointing out what our show was in the past, and helping us describe so we can make our podcast the fullest thing as we can, as we're slowly
explain.
We have a website. You're aware of the, you know there's an internet out there.
Really? We have a website?
It's true. It's true. Joining us on the hottest of all lines here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Who is this?
This is DJ New Style.
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah.
I heard you talking. I actually like now I could join the street team.
You want to join the street team?
Yeah. I've never been a part of a street team.
Gangsta.
I would like to be a part of it.
I'm saying, like, getting out there, doing what you can, grassroots, trying to let the kids, and by the kids I mean the peeps, and by the peeps I mean, you know, my peeps, out in the street, letting them know what they can do to be a part and publicize Hear Us Talk, which is obviously a thing that you do with your ears.
And a place to be.
Indeed, indeed. It's a good stuff.
I figured I'd finish it for you, Chris. I don't know.
I got news.
What I'm going to do is grow a mustache. I already have kind of one. But I'm going to continue to grow it, and I'm going to try to find matching satin jackets that we can all wear as we snap our fingers walking down the street next to each other.
Seriously,
I think the street team idea is just a bang up thought.
It's just a thought that I or maybe someone else had, and I'm just co-opting, but that's fine. It's something. It's nice. It's terrific. We're doing what we can to try and get the word out there. Let people know about Hear Us Talk. Let us know. Let everybody know about the fine shows that are on here, the fine programs, and do what you can just at a grassroots level. Can I say grassroots one more time? And via the internet, via I don't know, leaving flyers places. It's a magical thing.
Via mustache.
And actually, we broadcast via the mobile phones, iPhones, Windows. Mobile phones.
You phone?
iPhone.
Oh, iPhone. I'm sorry. Exactly. I thought you were saying like
so
you do something.
So if you're interested in being part of the street team on how you can get the word out, especially during live shows, posting the Hear Us Talk links in different forums, give me, Rob Giggs, a shout in my email, robgiggs@bestinshowradio.com. Shoot me an email.
Now, let's say that I'm an enthusiast of Hear Us Talk programming. Should it be a good idea for me to tell other people to listen to these shows?
See, personally, I like to keep everything to myself secretly, but I'm also not a member of the street team. A member of the Hear Us Talk street team would get out there and let people know, hey, I'll go on my MySpace and publicize. You know what? My favorite show in the world is happening right now. It's Tuesday. It's 9 p.m. It's the DJ New Style show. You got to check this out. It's going to be phenomenal tonight. Everything's going to be great, although sometimes his power's out. But we're not going to talk about that. You know, and get it on MySpace, put it on Facebook, put it on PalTalk, put it on your Twitter, put it on your Dig, all these amazing little magical internet sites. Throw flyers out on your neighbor's lawn, 1,600 of them. Do what you can. Get out there.
I mean, look, okay? You want to be among the rough and tumble ranks of the Hear Us Talk street team, then you got to use some goddamn Web 2.0 sites. Sign up for your blogs, okay? This is how we roll. This is how we get things done. We don't break knees. We write posts.
Seriously. New age gangsters. That's what it is. We don't break knees. We write posts.
New age gangsters.
G 2.0. Make sure you wash it before you put it on your Twitter. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, you got to do what you can. You got to do what you can with that. And I'm saying, just get the word out. Be a part of this because you know what? We're offering you guys...
What's up with Officer Brown? He ain't posted in a week.
I'm serious. We're offering you guys the opportunity. Look at this as an opportunity to get in at the ground level. This is the IPO. We're going to go out there. You're going to know what's going on. You're going to be with the cool kids. You'll be able to sit at the cool lunch table, help out the Hear Us Talk family, let everybody know about DJ New Style, let everybody know about Best in Show, don't worry about Thursday. Just worry about those other two shows, and it's just going to be a good stuff. That was some good bit of shameless promotion, no?
I liked
it. You like internet radio? Then you obviously don't have time for sex or anything else. So tell all your other friends to do the same. They're just as worthless as you. XML for life. Good show, boys.
Thanks, buddy. It's DJ New Style, the DJ New Style show here. He's generally on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. May have been a little bit of a power issue this week, but maybe there's going to be a secret show tonight. I'm not
tonight.
I'm just saying.
That's not happening.
Maybe there's a secret. Speaking of secrets, go shh, secret, and shut us up, because it's time to end Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, isn't it? Do we have outro music? Are we playing it? We're hanging out? Or do I pee? Seriously, guys, thanks to everybody for checking it out. Thanks to Vanessa. Thanks to Deja. Thanks to DJ Newstyle. Thanks to all of you for just being a part of this. God knows what in the hell it is. I don't know. Something. See you guys next week. Cocky socks. Steamroller. Roll over your face. Sunday morning. It's Thursday. You want to hang out? See you guys on the radio. Deuce. Hooligan Jim, our medical assistant. I totally can't believe that I forgot to say thank you to you. I'm an asshole.
Deja, thank you.
And Vanessa.
I said Deja, didn't I? Oh, man, I'm the worst.
And our own Vanessa for that sexy story.
Dude, you guys are jerks. I said half these people. Nah, I didn't.